What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hello, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
I'm Emilio.
All right, got another show to get through here, so let's...
Another one already? We just did one of these, man.
Yeah, every week, man, it seems like we're doing one of these.
Jesus Christ, every week, God damn it. Yeah. And if those longtime listeners, you know that when I have the bassy voice, hungover. So get ready for that.
Low-level
low-level entertainment.
I got you covered.
Yeah, now we haven't pushed for any reviews on our iTunes, but we want to do that. That helps us out immensely. Apparently, someone gave us 1 star. I don't think they wrote a review, but they gave us 1 star, our first 1 star review.
So. I don't think you can leave a review without writing something.
I think you can.
Oh, you can.
I just did on.
Can somebody try to find that and like copy and paste it in chat?
I left a 5 star
so we can read it. I'm super excited if you can find it.
You know what that 1 star is though? That was just a misclick. Somebody was looking at our podcast, put their phone back in their pocket, and butt dialed a 1 star. Yeah. So let's just say it's that, because I couldn't find a 1 star review. Let's not push to find one, but at the very least, we do appreciate all those 5 star review guys. Yeah. We love you.
Can we find the address of this guy that gave us 1 star and do a Jay and Silent Bob type thing, fly over to his house, just
hunt him down?
Yeah.
Sounds like quite the adventure. All right. But yeah, help us out. Leave us a review on iTunes. And also, Chi, you want to give a quick shout out here?
Yes, exactly. We are live on Twitch. And the first person to say hello was Newber13. And thank you so much, Newber13. He instantly gifted me my time at Porsche. If you recall, a couple episodes ago, we brought it up. It's virtually the next Harvest Moon game that's worth playing. So if you're done with Stardew and you're waiting for something to play, check out my time at Porsche or check out my stream. I will be live streaming this game. Can't wait to play it. Looks like a lot of fun. I appreciate you, Newber. Thank you.
I think there was one day where, well, Bobby, you haven't been streaming much, huh?
No, not a lot lately.
I think Chi stole all your viewers, man.
No.
The night that you guys were both streaming, you had 0 and she had like 17. Yeah. And
I never get a lot of views.
You know what the problem with Bobby is? He's got a very handsome face, but he makes it so small.
Yeah, thumbnail.
You can't even tell.
It's like a 10 by 10 pixel.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up too much of the screen. That just seems...
Dude, you could totally pull off cam girl, though.
What I need to do is get a green screen so I can cut the background.
What you need to do is get your Wolverine claws out and start gaming with that. And then all the girls will come. But unfortunately, you can't take your shirt off anymore in Twitch. They're cracking down.
His Wolverine claws bring all the girls to the yard.
Yikes.
That was a concurring laugh.
So we're not going to talk about any new games coming out right now. There's nothing really on the radar that we have our eyes on. And we got a lot of other stuff to cover. So why don't we just jump into the highlights? What have you guys been playing this week?
This week I played a game called Closers. This is a Korean hack and slash, kind of reminded me of Streets of Rage, a little bit faster gameplay. Really nothing great about this game. It's just a typical hack and slash. It's very like mediocre, middle of the road type of game. It's a free to play game. But what I noticed in this game, there's a thing called like stamina. And this is like common in a lot of mobile games. Like you only play for a certain amount. Mm-hmm. But in this one, it's like you can't buy more stamina. This is like you're locked. Once you hit your stamina limit, that's it. You can't play again for the rest of the week. And I looked into that. And the reason they do that is because in Korea, they have a really big gaming addiction problem. Mm. So it's actually Korean law to have this in games. Hmm. So they haven't taken it out in the U.S. version yet, but they probably will be. And that's why I wanted to bring that up, because I just thought that was pretty newsworthy that I didn't even know this stamina thing existed for Korean games.
Wow.
I think it's a good thing, honestly. Video game addiction, any addiction, in my opinion, can be on the same plane of how severe it can affect your life.
Yeah, right.
I think we've all had a little case of video game addiction that's affected different avenues of our life. And, you know, some addictions affect you physically. Some addictions affect you mentally. Sometimes it's both. Video games, it's both, in a sense. So,
I was definitely addicted to EverQuest, 100%.
Yeah, World of Warcraft for me.
I had arguments with my girlfriend. I had sex with my girlfriend while playing. Like, and not in a sexy way. Like
I used to babysit. Yeah. I used to nanny for my 2 month, like 1 month newborn nephew. Yeah. I would raid with my newborn nephew in my arms.
That is dedication.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. Or 10 addiction. Mans with a baby in your arms. He was such a chill baby, though. Like
you looked out.
No, yeah, no, that's that's hardcore right there.
Thanks, Cornelius. This is a DL Gaming shirt, actually. I don't know. This is the 80s one.
Speaking of DL Gaming shirts, I need to get myself a DL Gaming sweater. I rarely wear the t-shirts because I have very broad shoulders for a woman, and it's not very flattering on me.
I've never noticed your shoulders.
Or the tits. Now. Or anything. But, like, the thing is, I just... I'm going to grab a sweatshirt off the website, so I'll most likely be wearing that a couple podcasts down from now.
Hmm. All right. That just reminded me, I had an overlay for like a bunch of advertisements for shirts and stuff, and I keep forgetting about it. Wow. I'm going to fuck around and try to pull that up. You guys keep talking about this. But what's the deal with this game? So this is like a brawler beat 'em up. Yeah. Closers?
Exactly.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's just
Closers?
Closers. It's called Closers.
And you said it was mediocre. Will you be playing this again?
I won't be. No. Okay. But it was...
Not worth the download?
It's a small download. And it downloads, like, I think in under 2 minutes. And it was fun. I think it's like people who like the Korean-style games. This is a really good game.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a big fan. Just a little bit too much to do. Like, there's a huge cosmetic portion that I didn't care for. And just things that I don't really care for in a lot of Asian-type games.
Yeah. I'm not huge on that style either.
How much is this game?
Free. It's free to play.
Oh, it's free? Oh, yeah. See, right there, I'm a little...
skeptical.
Yeah. I'm a little scared of free-to-play games, depending on the genre, though.
Who's got Steam inventory? That's got to be Bobby, so never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Inventory helper.
Okay, so... That
sounds interesting.
We'll get into it.
I want to talk about kicking your ass at Lethal League, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, tell me, what did you think of the game?
It's... it was...
Explain what it is, I guess.
Well, okay, I would kind of like a volleyball Smash Brothers.
Volleyball Smash Brothers, yes, but it's more racquetball, I guess.
Yeah. So what the base concept is: there's a neutral ball, and we smash the ball towards each other, and we just try to hit each other with this ball, and the ball keeps getting faster and faster until it's like at light speed. You have to have stupid, insane reaction times to be able to hit this, or a little bit about a luck, I'd say for you.
Yeah.
15 times. But yeah, you were just kicking my ass. You probably beat me 15-0, I think. It was
It's insane. Hard for me to visually capture what you're trying to describe, because the only volleyball game I can think of is Dead or Alive.
Extreme. Also a great one.
Yeah. Yes.
it's right up here. So it's like, it's a racquetball. You're in a box.
Yeah.
And in this box, you have two 2D fighters. And if the ball hits the wall, it gets a little bit faster. And so, anyway, you're like kind of see that's like a superpower move.
So
see how fast it's going?
It's like a 2D volley game. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a volley game.
Super fast.
And you're trying to hit each other with a bar. If a blue player hits the ball, it's a blue ball. It can't hit the blue player. So, like, if you hit it last, it's basically you're in control of the ball. And somebody else can hit it back and make it even faster. Anyway, soundtrack's great. Graphics are mediocre. Controls are fine. Actually better than fine. They're pretty good.
No, they were very responsive.
Yeah. And, anyway, it was his first time playing. It was probably my fourth or fifth time playing. So, I think it's a good game. I could recommend it.
Definitely.
Minnie did not want to leave. He's like, I need to beat you. And he did. We sat here for like
over an hour.
He didn't want to go, but something happened. I forgot. Oh yeah. I had to poop.
Yeah. You had to poop. I was like, it's time for me to go to work.
Yeah, Lethal League is a really good game when you have... It's a good co-op game. If you have a bunch of people, it's a good drinking game, too. It's a good party game, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I did really well with this one time when we were all playing, and I was just mashing buttons. So,
and he was killing us.
Yeah, you don't need to be great at console games or with controllers to excel at this sometimes, although it does help. But,
I'm the controller guy, and you still beat my ass with the controller on this, man.
Well, yeah. I'm a genius.
That's what it is.
It's a pretty simple game.
That's what it is.
But it's fun, and it seems to be one of those ones that we always come back to whenever we got a bunch of people. Like, it's great with a 3 and up crowd, not age. Like, 3 people and up. 3 people and up. Like, if you got 2 people, this one, not so great. You got, like, 4 people, this is a great one. All right. Yeah, that looks good on Twitch there. We got
it. Does.
You can kind of see the merch.
My shirt has a shirt. So we put up our new overlay on twitch.tv/digital_logic.
Yeah.
Fancy. And by the way, we never line our pockets with any of this stuff. It just all goes back into the podcast. We need a new TV. We need better monitor. We need a bunch of shit. We need to pay me back.
Yeah, all right. Still working on that. Yeah. That's goal number one. And then then we'll let the money pile up a little bit until we can figure out what to do with it there, new TVs or whatnot.
Cool.
So let me talk about Steam Inventory Helper. Last week I was talking about how I was just selling off all my cards in my inventory. Got a little carried away this week. I'm cleaning house. So
yeah.
I sold off all my cards. I was giving away all the games that I had left in my inventory. I started selling off my backgrounds and emoticons. I'm just getting rid of all this shit. I have so much in there. I had over 20,000 items in my Steam inventory. Not counting the inventory from games like Team Fortress 2.
Before you sell off too much, Bobby, can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, what you need?
Can you gift me an emoticon that you think I might like?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And each and every one of us.
But he's given me over 100.
Really?
Yeah. That many?
Yeah, and backgrounds. And
okay, like, you better gift me some too.
I don't use them. You can have them all.
Yeah. I only asked for one, and you like have over 100.
Yeah, what are you down to, Bobby?
Oh, God. I'm down to like 12,000. I'm getting there.
Okay, that 8,000, that's like, you made serious progress, dude.
I put a dent in it. Yeah. And I've made about $325 so far.
Damn, son.
Yeah. And I've still got about 3,000 auctions active right now.
Now we can go back to buying games for no reason.
Yeah. Instead of giving me the emoticon, do you mind gifting me everything on my wish list?
Your whole Steam. Your Steam wallet, bitch. Break yourself.
I mean, selling all these items, I mean, making all this money by selling these items, and also just this new attitude I have going into the new year where I'm just not buying a lot of games and I'm playing the ones I already have. Like, I think I'm set for life just with all the money I'm going to make off of this. So I'll never need to put any real money back into games or Steam after this. But it was really interesting to go through these and sell off my items because the value of items is what was kind of weird. Obviously, if you can break one of these down into gems, they're worth a little bit more. But there's some that are just very, very popular and people want just because of the way the background or the emoji looks. And they sell for a lot more. And I started noticing a trend. First of all, anything anime, especially female anime, those are always big sellers.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Anything with space, any space stuff sells really well. When it comes to emoticons, hearts are very big. A lot of people want the hearts. And then anything that is a letter also sells very well. So
what's going on over here?
I don't know. People are taking clothes off. Yeah. This is against Twitch policy.
It is. It is. It's just that we got a complaint the other night, and don't hesitate to throw complaints at us at all. Because we will make according to adjustments.
No more one stars, please.
According to adjustments. Yeah. Not those type of complaints. But yeah, with our backgrounds, one stream, both Emilio and Minnie wore white shirts with a white background, and they just like, they were like floating heads.
Floating heads.
So Minnie was wearing a white shirt and I was like, Minnie, take off your shirt. And he did.
And I strip-teased it for you. Now my nipples are a little cold.
I totally fucked up my merch overlay. So I'll come back. We'll redo that at some point and bring it back. But it was nice for the short-lived time that it was up there. But anyway, so I've been selling off all my Steam items, making a bunch of Steam money off of that, and I still got so much more to go through with the backgrounds. If I do see anything that I think you guys would like, emoticon or background, I'll send it your way.
Oh, yay.
There's probably
he's talking to us, not you guys.
I don't know if I know
there's
a lot
too
of
many
our
of you guys
well
I
enough
think
to send them any
tis
items.
The season, by the way, Valentine's week this week. Valentine's, when this podcast is officially released, it's on a Wednesday this year. So tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I think we should get a Steam love package from Bobby. We should do a giveaway on that.
She brought us all of non-Steam love packages today.
Yeah, a little Valentine's gift, candies and jerky.
And what did all the men do?
The jerky. I brought the jerky for Valentine's
Day,
guys.
All the men just ate the jerky first and left the candy.
don't get it twisted. I got a little baggie with fruit gushers, Hershey's minis, and beef jerky.
It was very thoughtful.
It's definitely all about the jerky. Although the gushers were good, too. Definitely. I haven't had gushers in forever. But selling off all this stuff, one of the big things that helped me, I was like, there's got to be an easier way to do all this rather than go through item by item. And I found this add-on or this extension for Chrome called Steam Inventory Helper. And this gives you a little extra tools to work with in your inventory, saved me a ton of time. If you do a lot of business on Steam, either selling things out of your inventory, buying things in the market, managing a lot of friend requests, then this add-on will absolutely help you. I absolutely recommend it. Another thing that I did as well is I cleared out my friends list. So I had, you know, like 2,000 people on my friends list. I don't know any of them. I went through all of it, and I think I got it down to about 80 or so.
Wow.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's you guys. It's the listeners of the show. It's a couple of people that when I do my giveaways, I know they always hit me up for games. So still a couple of randos on there, but it's made things a lot easier.
Wow. Like
I'm trying to clean house.
Bobby's
it's spring cleaning
down
everyone.
Hail and brimstone, dude. Scorched earth motherfucker.
Bobby, I've done that before, but only with about 150 friends max. And I actually managed to delete very vital friends.
How'd you get that many people to like you?
Female on the internet playing video games? Oh, I don't know. Well, anyways, it's funny because some of my core gamers, they change their photos, they change their names all the time. So I ended up deleting a lot of core gamers, not a lot, but a handful. And I would realize that I did like through time, and then I would add them all back. I kind of almost regret deleting 150 friends, because I'm sure there are some good ones, some diamonds in the rough.
That if
I
they were that good,
well,
they would have refriended you, though.
That's true.
And I might have accidentally deleted some people out there. So if I have, you know, add me again. But I think I got all of them. Like, I was pretty thorough with it. It took a little bit of time. But basically, I went to my friends list. I selected everybody. And then I went down and I deselected the ones that I wanted to keep.
But here's the problem. Don't you still get invites all day, every day?
No, ever since I've done that, I've been getting about 2 or 3 a day, as opposed to 20 or 30 a day.
Wow.
So it's the whole networking thing. Like, someone sees me on someone else's friends list and I'm like way up there on their friends list because of my high Steam account, and they just send an invite my way. So it's cut down on that a lot. And
if Steam was like real life, you're like Sandra Bullock or something. Or was.
No, he's like Ariana Grande on Instagram.
I don't like these analogies.
why do we both pick girls?
Warconius makes an interesting point here. He's asking me if I'm going to declare my Steam income to the IRA.
IRS?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I probably will have to. And I have had to in the past before, because I've either made enough money off of Steam that I actually had to declare on my taxes. So.
Really?
Yep. I don't know. Right, you have to talk to a tax guy, because look how much money you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it for profit.
I've gotten emails. I will say this, and I don't remember the specifics. I've gotten emails from Steam saying like, hey, you need to like go here, check this box, and basically like a digital signature acknowledging something for this tax season because of, you know, how many transactions you've made on Steam before. So I imagine, this will probably come up again.
Yeah, I think it's over 300.
These are level 500 problems, guys.
Yeah, you're talking to like you might be talking to one person, Bobby. This entire segment is for one person.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone else has these problems, but you know, this stuff exists. But it feels really good just to clean out the inventory, to clean out the friends list. You know, this will make it easier when I'm trying to group up with people and I don't get all these. Like, I'm trying to cut out on the little things that I just have to do all the time. Go into my Steam account, clear out all the, you know, getting all these random posts on my page from people I don't know, and just
really, are they
those
all random, or are they special? Have you even noticed my messages yet, Bobby?
That you send daily.
Just about. No, just kidding. We'll see. I bet he will notice me now this time.
I'm just saying, Bobby, malaria is a problem too, but we're not having a how to deal with malaria podcast. All right, moving on.
All right. Well, I guess I'll talk about the game that I've been playing this week. The only thing that I've spent so far of all these riches that I've acquired through Steam is $11.77 on Immortal Redneck. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about this game forever. It's a roguelike, and it's first person, and it's a good game, yet it doesn't do anything different than all the other roguelikes that I've played. So I was personally a little disappointed, even though this is a really good game, if I had not played Ziggurat, this would have been a great game for me.
So other than the perspective, because you don't run into a lot of first-person roguelikes.
No, you don't.
No.
Ziggurat was the first time I ever saw it, and I really liked the idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of diminished this experience for me because of it. However, Immortal Redneck looks a lot better, handles a lot better, and I think it's a little bit better designed than I think it's better than Ziggurat in just about every way.
There was a lot of throwaway stuff in Ziggurat. Just kind of like, oh, they put them in
and it got a little repetitive as well.
For sure.
This one, so there's three big pyramids. I've made it a little more than halfway through the first pyramid, and I'm like 5 hours into the game. Now, that could be because I'm not that great at it, but there is a lot of content in here. There's a lot of stuff to work through. And it's just like Rogue Legacy, where you go in, you get as far as you can, you get gold, you spend that gold. Any gold that you don't spend, you have to give up before you re-enter the pyramid. You have your loadout, and you have an active and passive abilities, and you unlock different characters that you can play. Now, here's the only thing that's different from this than other roguelikes that I've played. A lot of times I find a character that I like, and I just play that one all the time. This game encourages you to play different characters. If you play one for too long, it gives you bonuses for playing other characters. It says, oh, you haven't played Set in a while, so you get more attack, damage, and health for playing this guy. And that encourages you. It makes sense. Like, it really makes sense to play someone new on every run. Like, you almost have to because of the benefits for it. So but I like that.
Are you unlocking individual things for each character, though?
No, you can unlock, so far that I've seen in the skill tree, you can unlock one upgrade for their active. So they each have different actives. They're a whole different play style. They have different loadouts as well. You can upgrade that. And then they have like items that you can get. I mean, it's your basic roguelike with all these different things that you can buy, and it makes each run a little easier. There's a boss halfway through each level, and I'm guessing there's only three pyramids, but it looks like there's one buried, so I'm thinking that's like maybe the end.
I was going to tell you, right when you said three pyramids, I was like, spoilers, I haven't read or seen. Mm-hmm. There's a fourth pyramid.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's like the Sphinx or something.
For sure.
Yeah. So it's a good game. I'll probably continue to play it just because I feel like I have not. I mean, I'm halfway through the first pyramid. That's not a lot of progress, and I kind of want to do better than that. And it is the type of roguelike where you can show something for each run. You upgrade, you're getting better every time, and those are the type that I like. So I'm having a good time on it. It is on the Unity engine. Xaris was watching me play, and we were talking about this. He was asking what engine it was on because it looked so great. And he looked it up, and sure enough, it was Unity, which surprised me because traditionally first-person shooters do not look good on the Unity engine. They handle real clunky. You know, I always think of Rust. It's just you never can have good collision detection, like especially in melee combat, which there's a little bit of this, you know, a lot of the enemies attack you by hitting you. So it's really the depth perception is, it feels a little weird. So I was very impressed that they were able to do this on the Unity engine.
And how much does this go for?
It's $20. Okay. It was on sale for, you know, pretty much 12. And this is the first game I think I bought this year, the first game. And, you know, I bought it and I played it just like I planned. And I was very proud of myself. I did not get the deluxe package for $4 or $5 more with the digital art book and the soundtrack.
It's always the soundtrack.
I always buy that shit.
Out of all that crazy, all the crazy shit that you've done, that's the one I've never understood. That you always buy that, like, and you're always, it's like $2, dude. Like, well, I have to do it.
And you got to go for the deluxe.
Yeah, you got to go for the deluxe. In this case, it's $6.
Well, when you got a Steam wallet like Bobby's, you can afford it, right?
Yeah. Fat Steam wallet.
Yeah. Rhythm makes a good point in chat. You know, a lot of people, the Unity engine is probably the most used engine out there. So there are a lot of games.
Yeah, it's a good open source.
There are a lot
engine.
Of amateurs using that engine, making really bad games and probably giving it a bad name, but it is capable of quite a bit. And this is a really good example of it. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a great job on this.
And Unity pays us $7 every time Chi sing-songingly says, Unity.
I actually met Chappelle's cousin the other night.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What?
Yeah. I'm totally kidding. So everything you've been talking about this game, from the video and everything else, it sounds great. A really good playthrough. Well worth the $19.95, especially considering all the roguelike element to it. But when you hear the name Immortal Redneck, all I'm thinking is some maybe Ellis and the Back back of a pickup truck shooting his shotgun at pigs.
See, I think a lot of people hear this and they
I don't think the name gives it any justice. Right?
No, I think it's an interesting spin on it. And that wasn't as heavy-handed as I thought. The whole redneck aspect, because a lot of people were like, oh, it's like Redneck Rampage, because that's the only redneck game out there, at least that anyone can think of.
Yeah.
And that really wasn't played up that much in the game, the whole redneck thing.
Well, he must say shit, right?
He does occasionally.
I feel like the name itself then might be hurting it more than it's helping it, because the game itself looks graphically like overwhelmingly.
I don't know. I think it adds a little flavor to it. Like if it wasn't called Immortal Redneck and it didn't have the whole redneck thing to it, it would just Ziggurat. I mean, Ziggurat was just kind of a plain fantasy type game. You know, nothing really special about it. Immortal Redneck is kind of like, there's something new there. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, when I heard when you say Immortal Redneck, I was thinking of that Euro Truck Simulator.
Well, you're a mummy redneck in this, so every time you die, you reincarnate in their sarcophagus, you come back out, and then you can inhabit these other different, you know, there's a lot of Egyptian culture in there, too, which is cool. It's
like I think I saw that you were streaming this game, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I was streaming
You were streaming it, but I did not click on it because I was like, oh, Bobby playing a redneck game? I don't know. No, I was too busy, but otherwise
I always loved East County. By.
That is true.
I love coming.
Local jokes. Coming to great for global appeal.
Yeah. But yeah, good time. I'm having a good time with it. There's two more characters that I have yet to unlock, so I'm going to unlock those. I'm at about the end of the skill tree. I mean, I haven't got all the upgrades, but I'm almost at the point where I can see what all the upgrades are.
So I'm going to just go over some semantics really quick. This is the way I understand it. Can you go down, Bobby? Does it for sure say roguelike, or does it say roguelite?
In the description, it says roguelike.
We're going to get that specific.
Yeah, in case people...
Right there in the description.
Wanted to know.
Roguelite.
Yeah, see? Oh, like. It's like or light?
That says light.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So the difference between light and like, these are just semantics, but one that you carry on, this is what you like, Bobby. You like every run, you increase something. Something gets better every time. A true roguelike would be Binding of Isaac, where... No run makes such
each run is completely separate from the other.
Correct. Yeah. Except for you unlock things, but those things might not even be good. Like they're just unlocks. It just opens up more of the game. Doesn't necessarily make you better. Roguelike light. Every time you run, you get a little bit of gold, a little bit of dead cells.
Yeah.
And then you spend them on. Yeah.
I had no idea that they had a difference.
Those are two differences. Yeah.
We're very picky around here with our rogue likes.
So it's like you're shopping in the yogurt aisle or something.
So, now you know you like rogue lights and you don't like rogue likes.
Yeah. Hey, Warconius, I added that question to the show notes, so we'll get to that later when we hit listener questions, but that's a good one.
Yeah, so for now, just fuck off, please.
More about that rogue light Dead Cells. I've been playing a lot more of that this week. And that game is, God, it's unforgiving, man. It's... So the easy way, you just go like the easy levels because there's like branching paths. I think I got up to like level 24. And I think I got that like level 5 or 6.
Wait, level 24 what?
So you know how every time you increase, you get a scroll, you increase the level.
Oh, okay.
So I like 8, 8, and 8.
Damn, so how much HP do you have?
Like 3K, over 3K.
But it all scales. So
It definitely all scales. Yeah. But then I go into a harder path and I'm on like the 5th or 6th level and I'm like... maybe level 8.
Yeah.
Like my power level is level 8. And it just feels like things can two-shot me. Like everything can two-shot me. They are so difficult. Once you get into the harder levels, they give you everything does more damage. They give you less levels, less power to get where you need to go. All the enemies, of course, are harder. It's just...
You're further along than I am, but I think that you're doing it wrong. I've seen your strategy, and I feel like... you want a half farm, half speed run.
And yeah, I have somewhere changed in the middle. That strat
Last week. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do farm a lot more because I definitely need it.
You need to. Yeah. And what we're talking about here is, I brought it up a couple of weeks ago, but just really quickly, there's this element where there's these doors and you can't get into the door unless you get there in time. So what many thought was good, and it was a decent, trying it out was definitely decent. Moving as quickly as possible, not killing anything, not farming anything, just getting to the time doors and not doing anything else. But I think you kind of hurt yourself. So you kind of want to do a mix. You want to move as quickly as possible. But if your farm is low, just farm. if your speed is fast, you might as well get for the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
like play each one individually. And this is a roguelite as well. But,
yeah.
But anyway, we love this game.
And yeah, I got to we talked last week, got to the first boss. He's pretty difficult. I've been able to get to a different boss, and I was able to beat him. Only got to him one time. I beat him the first time, just barely. Then I got to new levels, and those levels are just, they're just more brutal. Like what we're seeing here, that's a clock tower level. And that's like a level, instead of going, you just go straight up this clock tower, and it's real difficult, man.
I feel like the way this game sums up in my brain, especially with the difficulty factor, is Dark Souls 2D platformer.
Yeah, I can't say you're wrong with
pretty
that.
Pretty close.
Definitely. Yeah.
With rogue-like or rogue-lite.
Rogue-lite, yes.
Light or like?
Light.
Light. This is a rogue-lite game, boys and girls. All right.
Yeah, there is safe progression.
Mm-hmm. There is, yeah, exactly. Anyway, what's the next one?
Well, I've talked about everything I've been playing this week, unless you guys want to hear about HOTS, but I want to hear about Slay the Spire.
Yeah, so...
Who played that? I've been wanting to try that out, but I haven't found the time this week. Too busy getting my ass crushed in Finger
Billions.
You'll hear
me say, and then you can say whether or not this is something you would play.
Okay.
It is... Bobby was talking about how, like, it's up on the Twitch stream, and it's, like, the perfect game to play in between
while you're doing stuff. It's bought, dude.
And it was. I bought it as soon as the podcast was over. I have nothing bad to say about the game, really. This is just kind of like an observation. It is so casual. Not that it's easy, but it's casual in that you can pretty much do anything at the same time. Like, this is great for watching TV while playing or doing something else.
Yeah.
Because it's turn-based. You can take all the time you want. It's fun, though. It's definitely super, super fun. But, like, it's so... you could take it at your own pace.
Yeah, and it's strictly PvE.
Yeah, as well. It's all PvE, and it's your own thing. It really, it should be on your cell phone. And it should be later on. The graphics are kind of like... They're going for kind of like a paper mache, kind of like a, South Park-ish, I guess, is what it ends up looking like. Yeah, nobody's loving the graphics. Sorry, we had some sound effects, so I was distracted there. So
I think it's awesome that it was released the same week as my birthday. This was released last year, November 14th, 15th, 2017. My birthday is November 16th, and I feel like all the most staple games, and mostly Valve titles, if you know when they did release games, falls on that week. So if it falls on that week, generally it's a good video game.
Oh yeah,
and I'm biased,
and not a bad Asian either.
But that it's interesting that that came out because that's the prime. I feel like that's the prime release week for holidays.
So let me get into
a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, and then during the winter season too. So this is out in November, and this is probably the first month I've really ever heard of it.
The game itself is so you have a small deck of cards, and you start the game with a character and this deck of cards. As you go, as you progress, you unlock cards only for that run. Wait. No, they might stay in your deck. Yeah, they do stay in your deck. Okay. They do stay in your deck permanently.
But wait, maybe.
So you play through and you're trying to improve your deck on the run. And also, you have this turn-based, like, Final Fantasy type system going on. But there's a few things going on that are pretty cool. So the bad guys can, like, poison you in a certain way where they put shitty cards in your deck. And your deck is so small that, like, you're redrawing it. As soon as you can't draw a card, your discard pile becomes your deck again. So they're adding cards to your deck. So you draw a new four cards, let's say. Two of them might be
garbage
poop from the poop monster.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you can now you have two cards in your hand.
So it's just wasting turns.
It's wasting turns, yeah.
That's,
so you got to like work against that. You start with the warrior, and he heals at the end of every combat, which is really helpful. But then you can play. You unlock the mage right away, and he's more like a poison based. You can poison the monsters, in which is really nice for certain things. I haven't unlocked the third guy. Anybody that likes like card games. Anybody that likes, like, maybe just a combat out of, like, a standard RPG, this is kind of, you'll really like this game. But like I said, like, it's so, it doesn't demand very much of you. maybe because all of these strategies I've dealt with for my whole life.
I understand that
games all day.
That it's casual, as in you could kind of pick it up, drop it, play it, yeah. Multitask with it.
Yeah,
is there any challenge to these? The
it's
combat,
hard.
Though.
Oh, it's hard.
Okay,
definitely.
Okay, that's good to hear.
I did not breeze through this game.
All right.
I think I.
What happens if you die? What? How do they punish
over.
You?
You start over, but you keep the cards that you unlocked in that run. So you're building this deck as you go. So those cards will be in your collection, and you can build your
you
deck
start
better
the
better.
Fight over, or are you...
No, you start the... You got to start from the beginning.
The very beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roguelite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is single player only. There's no...
No.
No multiplayer aspect.
Nope.
Okay.
I wish this was on my phone. I would play it, like, every time I take a shit, but... It's like, I'm not dying to play Slay the Spire. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to go watch Cars, what is it called? Comedians in Cars playing, going for
drinking coffee.
Yeah, drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really enjoying that on Netflix, so I watch that and I play this.
Okay.
It doesn't take a whole lot. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's been playing card games their whole life.
Yeah. Well, if you played Magic, I feel like every card game is a step down from
a
that.
A step down. There's... Yeah. I have never met I've never seen a game that's more difficult than Magic, as far as card games. So yeah, it's just like Bobby said. If you can play Magic, you can play any card game ever, and strategies just come naturally to you. So
I played Pokemon in junior high. I thought it was pretty difficult.
It's funny. What's really weird is
you
like,
actually played Pokemon.
I played the card game.
I collected
the
cards, but
good,
I never played the actual card game.
What's weird is like I want to highly recommend this, but at the same time I can't be like. I highly recommend it for your next most favorite game. Mm-hmm. I can highly recommend it for multitask game. And that's what most people are playing.
It fills in the queue time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like or any, kind of time.
Would you...
I'm surprised this game isn't on mobile.
Compared to all the other games in your library, would you, out of your way, play this game? Or would you just kind of play it because you don't really know what you feel like playing. Because I feel like that's what Hearthstone is to a lot of people.
I would play it when I want to like multitask it. That's exactly that's it.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do
like
something
else. Like you're
killing
else, time, so yeah, therefore you're time. Playing the game. Okay.
That's why I want it on my phone, but until then, I'm sure it will be. It could so easily be.
Seems inevitable. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, $15.99, it seems like a fair price for the game, I suppose.
Oh, I thought it was lower than that.
Minnie, can you talk about Overwatch so I can go pee?
Yeah. So what happened in Overwatch this week? The last thing, we just got an update for the Year of
the
Dog. And with that came a couple new skins, a lot of them looking really cool. The Genji one looks really badass. The game mode, they pulled back Capture the Flag, and they introduced a new map for that.
I want to see May. I want to know what May looks like.
Did they get one for May?
I hope so. She's the only Chinese character on there.
Yeah, but they did that last year, so I think they're just keeping... they were just bringing back last year's skin.
Oh, Mei is Chinese?
Mei is Chinese.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mei is definitely Chinese, yep. Hmm.
And they introduced a new map for Capture the Flag that's for that game mode only. It's pretty cool because, I don't know, a lot of people don't like Capture the Flag, but that's like my favorite game mode because that goes back to my Quake days and the Unreal Tournament. I used to play Capture the Flag all the time.
Yeah, that was a great mode
in
those games back then. It was one of the few... We talked about Deathmatch and how we had kind of different ideas on what Deathmatch was and how a lot of older games, that's all it was, with Deathmatch, Team Deathmatch.
Right.
Capture the Flag was the only mode in those old school shooters where it was like objective-based.
Yeah, definitely.
So, a lot of fond memories of those.
Yeah, aside from this new update, Saturday... The Stage 1 tournament, the championship for Stage 1 of the Overwatch League just came to a conclusion. And taking that was a London Spitfire, which is Cheese Team. She loves her K-Boys.
Yeah, so the first OWL game I ever saw was Spitfire versus... I don't even remember the other team because I don't think they really had many Korean boys on it. So I was rooting for Spitfire because I was like, oh, K-Boys, yay.
That was LA Valiant. Yeah, it was LA Valiant versus Spitfire.
Well, yeah, and when I saw the game, I just like instantly fell in love with them, and I'm glad that they took it. Way to go. I'm like, for an Asian, I don't gamble very much, but if I gambled on this team, I would have came out a winner.
Yeah, so with that Sage One championship, it doesn't really mean anything in terms of the final championship. That's just another win under their belt. But that does mean that they get $100,000 for winning the Stage 1 championship. The next game starts in about 10 days. So about
I think that's like $100,000 more than anything I've ever gotten out of playing video games. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
But not kidding. Most gamers play at a deficit in time, money, and all of the above.
Well, streamers do stream at a deficit as well.
Yes.
I read an article this week about you're not an owl player, so stop trying to pretend one to be one. Yeah. And it was basically talking about like people playing the meta when they're just a casual player,
right?
But they're into the whole like, well, this guy's clearly the best, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be the best with right. it, you know? Like, that's why I've always pushed personally to play the character that I most am apt for,
right?
You know, that I excel at. I feel like me playing my favorite character helps my team more than me playing the right meta, but maybe that's just selfish move.
In Overwatch, it's a little bit more difficult. Like there's almost always a 2-2-2 meta, like healer, tank, and DPS.
Right. Uh-huh.
Like that's almost always required,
right?
Unless you're going for like a special meta, then like everybody in the team agrees. Because if you have like a 6 DPS, you're not doing anything with that map.
Wait, are there only three? Classes?
Yeah, three classes, basically. Okay, so there's offense and defense DPS.
That's a credit to them, like to Blizzard, that the meta is 2-2-2, and they have they only have three. Like, that's awesome. That's perfect, yeah, right?
It is perfect.
It's surprising how many of the same layouts or metas that we saw at Owl. Like, almost every single map they played.
Well, Junkrat got nerfed pretty hard, right?
Yeah.
And they're always messing with Mercy, it seems. But
yeah, Mercy got the hugest nerf, man. She's she's not even viable really anymore.
Wow.
And that's good because they're like Mercy.
Yeah, she was picked for virtually every game that we watched. Yeah.
Yeah, every game has a Mercy except for maybe a couple matches on specific maps. But even in the casual scene, like, you do not play without a Mercy until now.
Yeah.
Because she was just so powerful. It was just annoying for healer mains to just always pick Mercy.
Hmm. So this event that they have the London Spitfire game, I heard that was a reverse sweep. So that was a pretty good series.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole series. What happened? They had, I think, 5 games last night when they usually have 3.
So reverse sweep means that the underdog swept the other team?
Reverse sweep is like...
It means they're up like 2-0 and then the other team came back.
Oh, for the best kind. Yeah. Like a comeback victory.
Definitely.
Sweet.
But, sorry, where was I going with this? Somebody else say something.
And they took home $125,000.
$100,000.
Oh, just about.
Stage one. How's this broken up? You got stage one, stage two, sort of mid-season.
They have 4 stages. The stages really don't mean anything except for like there's a championship of the stage, and that just makes it a little more interesting for the viewers to see like who wins the stage matches. But it's all about who wins the most at the end of the day. If you there were some matches yesterday that doesn't matter, like if they win or lost, they're not going to go to the playoffs. And Seoul Dynasty didn't even make it to the playoffs, which is really surprising.
Coming out first seed, right?
Yeah, they were, and then they got dropped down to like
you know why?
For fourth.
Because other countries took all their best K-boys.
Yeah.
Anyways. What if maybe they're paying better? No, just kidding. But anyway, speaking of the Year of the Dog, Lunar Fest, I am at least close to half Vietnamese. So the Tet Festival is this Friday.
So
and I
mysterious.
Celebrate the year.
I'm close to maybe being half Vietnamese. Partially.
My name is like mostly Chinese, but but with the Lunar New Year, do you guys ever celebrate, go out to festivals, or do anything fun like that? I think last year I made you guys egg rolls.
Gee, we're not
Do you
Asian.
Remember?
It's a Hawaiian
I mean, but San Diego has such a prominent Asian community.
I
surprised
wish we had
you
a Chinatown. We don't, though.
Oh, no,
That'd
we
be
don't.
Nice.
Kearney Mesa.
Oh!
Asian Avenue.
Good downtown.
Cowboy Street.
Well, they're not Chinese, dude. They're mostly Korean.
Yeah, it's mostly Korean.
Yeah.
But no, I was...
We gotta do some karaoke over there.
I know we're kind of celebrating Valentine's Day today. I brought you Valentine's candy. Maybe next stream I'll bring some egg rolls again.
In
honor of the new year. And some lucky money.
I wanted to mention, this is kind of like they're playing to their base. I think they have so many Chinese players that they're like, you know, they're having more Chinese stuff, which is fine. I mean, the stuff looks sweet, but they're definitely like catering to who's spending the most money on their game. They've always had a strong Chinese presence, but it's obvious that there's more Chinese players than any other, even more than American players. So that's why they're doing these kind of things.
And some more Overwatch League news. China just signed the first female into their league. So they should be coming up, I think, in stage
Asian girl,
two.
Right?
What?
Is she Asian?
Yeah, she's Asian. Was the Zarya main that a lot of people were like...
Yeah, Zarya.
Oh, that she's super good. They thought that she was a cheater.
Yeah, people thought she was hacking.
She's fucking crazy good, right?
They thought they were going to bring her into the contenders mode, which is basically just under Owl League. But yeah, she got signed into the Chinese team, which is good, but China's also the worst team in Overwatch right now. They have no wins. They're like the Browns of Overwatch.
Hmm.
They just got
bad news.
Oh, yeah, just blame it on the girl.
Well, she hasn't been
blame
signed
it on
yet.
The Zarya.
If you have a billion people, you would think, right? You know,
there'd be some of them that were good.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I finally found this. I've been over on this other window trying to find this. So Hotset is doing the same thing with all the Lunar New Year stuff. And somebody posted on Reddit, and you had to be 18 and up to view this, which is why I wasn't able to find it at first. But they have a little problem with the animations on the lunar rocket mount. So it's a lunar rocket.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's a pretty good lunar rocket. But they use the animation as if the person's riding a horse. So if we bring up this, it looks a little sexual.
So she's just grinding on the rocket.
Jeez, you see it?
It's just reverse cowgirl. Hold on. Where's...
If you've ever seen a Symbian.
Last time I rode anything like that, I literally gouged my leg wide open.
Wait, what?
And there was blood everywhere.
Wow. Are we having sex with a robot?
No, I was riding a bull. Don't you?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you guys know that
story.
Wait,
can you tell that story?
I don't know.
No, I'm not so Bobby could say.
Bobby's like, you've heard it nine times.
No, yeah, it's just a scar story. I have a really nasty scar in my leg, and it's whatever movement Kerrigan's doing on this rocket.
So are they going to take it out, Bobby, or they already did?
I don't know. Blizzard hasn't responded to this one yet, I believe, but I feel like they have to. They had to do stuff like this before, not because of anything sexual, but because they brought out these really cool Velociraptor mounts, and they used the same animation from the chickens, and it didn't look right, so everyone complained, and they fixed the animation on that. But
Velociraptors are just giant chickens, though, right? They should have worked.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you'd think it would work. So someone said, oh, do Butcher, please. So there you go. There's Butcher.
Wow, Butcher's doing it. Yeah. Oh, it's not just Kerrigan.
Big
it's all,
Butcher.
It's everybody.
It's everybody, yeah.
Wow. It's like that rocket had.
I'm going to put this out there. I could watch this
or
all
something.
Day.
That was brutal.
Did you find this on the Rule 34 subreddit?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So
ooh, that's really sexual.
Yeah.
She's like naked.
I mean, especially the Kerrigan one, the cheerleader Kerrigan one. I mean, that's just like. You know, I mean, come on. Yeah, so I feel like...
Oh, she sits side saddle? That's
yeah,
cool.
Some of them do. Some of them do. And Genji, of course, he sits like he does a little ninja pose on it. So like he's balancing on there.
Oh.
Yeah. The best mount in the game, because in Heroes, unlike other MOBAs, like you mount up. You get on a mount and it increases your move speed.
So these mounts are actually being mounted.
Yeah. But
after 2 years of HOTS coverage, this is the best thing you've brought up.
The best one is Cho'Gall, though. Well, I don't know what he would look like with the rocket mount there,
would
but
just
he,
hold it?
And, he picks up the horse and runs with it.
Oh,
so that's like
right.
His
what? No way.
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's hilarious.
So he has like a little rocket pack while he's holding it?
I don't know if he can hold the rocket or not. Oh. Only some mounts you can hold as Cho'Gall.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to do the treasure goblin mount on him because it's this little tiny treasure goblin, you know, from Diablo, and they have the big sack of gold, and then you sit on top of the big sack of gold. So to have this huge ogre sitting on top of all that looks hilarious. Yeah. Looks like he's got these little tiny legs.
I like doing that with the pony and Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Sometimes I have trouble with that because I can't tell if my character's mounted or not.
Okay.
So sometimes it's a little difficult for me.
Minnie was flexing on Bobby the other day, showing him his power level on.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your power level there, Minnie?
Yeah, I just broke into 3 digits, so I was level 100.
Nice. And Bobby, just to recap, what is your power level?
1654 on my main account. Okay, so you got a little ways to go, but you're getting there. You're getting there.
So that's on your main account. You also have, like, you're in the thousands on your other accounts.
No, we call him Senpai for a reason, right?
Something. Don't be ridiculous, dude.
Teach me, Senpai. Carry me, Senpai.
Yep. All right. What else we got to talk about here? Oh, Minnie, you've been playing Hellblade.
Yeah, I just played that over Emilio's recommendation.
With headphones?
With headphones.
What headphones do you use?
Sennheiser 598 SE.
Okay, Sennheiser. Top notch.
Definitely. I'm an audiophile, so
okay.
I know what I'm doing. Although I do want some better ones. I'm looking at getting some Audio Technicas. But yeah, Hellblade. Really good game. It's the combat was so much better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And
no one ever talks about combat when they talk about this game, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was combat.
It's like, kind of overshadowed by the story, everything else, the story and the audio. Like those things are like so standout.
Yeah.
And then you don't expect a game like that to have good combat, but the combat...
It's solid.
Would it be standout? I don't think any... It's very solid, yes. Yeah. It's as good as it could be for... the game.
What I found really interesting about this was the first time I was fighting, and I was just fighting one person, and then because there's voices talking to you during the game, like
not psychotic, but it's like
you hear voices in your
psychosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So during the battles, they'll tell you things and what I found really interesting is I was fighting one person, I've never fought two people before, and then somebody else came and I didn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
And they're like, look out behind you, and then I just got hit from behind. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Yeah. So now I know that, like, when I hear that look out behind you, roll or block or just get out of the way, it's really cool. Like, it's
they'll still lie to you though.
Yeah.
90% of the time in combat they'll be truthful.
Yeah.
But they'll throw you some curveballs as well. Yeah. Because they don't always want you to succeed.
Of course, yeah.
Bitches.
Yeah, some of them are very...
bitches in your head, dude.
Yeah, they're very negative, some of them.
Cunty bitches in your head, dude.
No.
And then you have, like, the one male voice in your head who's like, I haven't figured out who he is exactly, but he does talk to
you. He's more of a memory. Like, you're remembering what he told
you. Yeah, and I know who he is, but I don't know the relationship between her and him. But yeah, I had a lot of... this game is amazing. Like, a lot better than I thought. It was, like, $40, I think.
What display are you playing on?
1920x1080.
Oh, okay. And then, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks great. Like, people were commenting on my stream. They're like, this game looks a lot better. Like, I had more than a few people say that. Game looks a lot better than I thought it would for an unknown dev or a lesser known dev, really. Because Ninja Theory, they're known. They're just not AAA.
And I don't know if you knew. So, this girl was a stand-in. The girl who did the...
the voice?
No, she did the mocap.
Okay.
So she wasn't supposed to do it. She was stand-in for, like, the actress that was supposed to do it because I think she didn't show up or something.
Okay.
Anyway, she's just a key grip. She's just, like, somebody in the background, the cookie grabber.
Yeah.
And they put her in, and she killed it, dude. And she ended up getting Performance of the Year.
Wow.
From Video Game Awards, the Video Game Awards.
Wow, that's really cool.
So it's just so weird. It looks just like her.
I was about to say.
That's her face.
And we were talking about that, I'm not sure, because we were both a little drunk, if you recall. Mm-hmm. It was like, when I first saw her, I didn't think she was attractive at all.
Yeah.
But as the game progresses, like, damn, she's actually pretty cute.
Yeah,
you fell in love with her. Yeah, and I felt like, I thought the same thing.
I think it's a combination of,
you could see past the mud on her face. Is that what you're telling me?
It's not mud. Those are crushed up flowers.
Like clay. Oh, it's flowers?
I don't know.
Speaking of crushed up flowers, that's what I used to do when I was a little girl. As a prank, I would gather dandelions, and then I'd mush them together so it looked like a turd, and then I would plant the turd on people's porches.
Oh, made of dandelions?
Made out of dandelions, yes. Made out of flowers.
That's the cutest turd I've ever heard of.
Well, I mean, dandelions aren't really flowers. They're weeds, but
So Rhythmax.
Flower shits.
Rhythmax pointed out something that
shit bouquets. Sorry.
Something that confused me when I first heard it. You said way back when you had the first review on this, you said it was by Ninja Theory. And I was thinking, is this the people who did Dead or Alive and Ninja Gaiden? But no, that's Team Ninja. So this isn't the people who made those Dead or Alive and Ninja Gaiden series.
Hmm.
Different dev altogether.
Anyway, so ultimately, like, what final thoughts? If you were just going to wrap it up, would you recommend it?
Halfway through the game, yeah, this game is well worth the price. I think you said it was about 8 hours long, and yeah, it's well worth it. It's
no 5 or 6 hours.
5 or 6.
Okay. Yeah. But, my only thing was I told you that it's far more immersive. I wouldn't stream this game, but for you, you say you don't get too immersed in games anyway. So yeah, it doesn't add much. If you were out there, I would say this is like a very personal experience to just play it in the dark.
And I definitely can agree with you on that. I can definitely see that aspect. But people who watch my streams, they know I don't give a shit about the world I'm in.
Yeah. You're more about the real world.
Yeah, I want to get in the game, beat the shit, and then go to the
next
thing.
I do have a question, Minnie. Since you also stream your games, or even Amelia, would you recommend streaming this game while playing it, or just having it be a more personal experience, just you and the game, that's it? No distractions. Amelia,
I think you mean exactly what we just said?
What did you say?
We just answered your question before you asked it. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think you should stream it.
You guys just sound like the voices in my head. It's confusing. I can't discern the two.
Bunch of cunty bitches? Thanks, G. Yeah, it's a more personal experience. I wouldn't stream it. I would play it in the dark with headphones on.
And it's not, when you say that, it's not like a scary game.
No.
This game is not frightening, but there are some points where you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. For sure.
I like how
Bobby, you going to play it or what?
Dude? Oh, eventually. Yeah, I'll get to it.
Either Bobby or I, one of the two, we're going to have to pick it up and play it. I do have to add more variety into the games I'm playing right now because it's Subnautica, They Are Billions, and occasional PUBG. That's it. For now.
Did you progress on Subnautica since last week?
Just a little bit, not too much. It's hard to feel like you're progressing really in that game because there's so much to do or so much to explore. And then with They Are Billions, I upped the difficulty to 220%, and we'll keep it like that until I beat it again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're crazy for doing that. Bobby, are you going to continue Subnautica?
I'll probably come back to it at some point. I hit kind of an area where I'm taking the next step into a different part of the game, the whole base building part. So I felt like that was a good spot to take a break.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's a great game. I'll eventually come back to it. You were playing some Smite this week, though.
Yeah. I just want to shout out to Zaya, which is like, he was literally our first listener.
That's true.
We started the podcast when we were playing Smite, and he was one of our closest, if not our closest, Smite friend. So we recorded something, dude. You want to give it a shot? And he did, and he shared it. And then everybody that's listening right now, that was the genesis. He is your Adam or Eve.
What's his name again?
His name is Pzea. So Pzea. Okay. He's very good at Smite. Although it's like we lost every single game because I think his MMR brought our team up. And so Chad and I were not up to par. But been playing, just hanging out with Chad again, which is nice. That's our way to hang out. So that's cool. Even though I'd rather be playing something else, maybe. I'm having a good time, for sure. But I like playing new stuff.
All right. Well, I guess we're ready to move on into the news.
Except for the Expanse.
Did we talk about that? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to lose it. That's Chi.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No hardware to talk about. I can't remember. Oh, hardware is next. We got the show notes mixed up. I'm getting a new phone next week after 3 years, Pixel 2.
What do you mean XL. Next week, though? Like, why next week? Or you just haven't bought it yet?
No, I did.
Because it comes in like 30 hours.
Didn't for me. I went through Project Fi. So I ordered it
weird.
A couple days ago. It's coming on Tuesday, I think. Huh. Yeah.
Everything that I've ordered from them, it shows up within 2 days.
No, so fast. I mean, I can get it here quicker, but it would have cost me a little bit more. But moving to Project Fi, getting a new phone, it's all because of the tax refund. Oh, and I got a new lens, too, but no one cares about that.
Lens for what?
My camera.
Your regular camera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 millimeter wide angle. I need one. You know, the one I got right now is great for, portrait.
You're right. Nobody cares.
Yeah. there's some people out there that probably do. I don't know. But, excited to have a new phone. I'm going to, I don't play games on my phone, so I don't think it's going to really affect any of that. But, we'll see. Let's talk about some news.
Cool. Right.
So is that Project Fi or Project Fi?
Fi.
It's Fi?
Fi.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Chi's back. Chi, you want to talk about The Expanse?
Ninja roll. Chi, ninja roll in here.
Just jump over all the mics.
Not Team Ninja, but Project Ninja. What or, is it?
I don't know.
And I am back.
Ninja Theory.
That's what it is.
Just real quick, last week we were talking about different shows. As for instance, Netflix came out with Altered Carbon, and I mentioned I have been watching The Expanse on Amazon Prime. Loving it, loving it, loving it. I have probably 3 episodes left now on the second season. And yes, The Expanse, the sci-fi show. I loved shows like Firefly and Battlestar Galactica, and this is the modern day sci-fi show, must watch. Anyways, I mentioned that season 2 was not available for free, but since I last mentioned that, 1 week ago, they had they made it available for free on Amazon Prime. So you can watch season 1 and season 2 for free on Amazon Prime. I highly recommend it if you are a sci-fi fan at all. It also reminds me a lot of Mass Effect. So if you want a TV show that is high quality, this is the one to watch next.
Have you seen Dark Matter? It's another sci-fi show on Netflix.
It sounds familiar, but no, I have not seen that one.
It's also really good. The first season is about these people they wake up on a ship. Spaceship, and okay. They don't know why they're there. They completely lose their memory.
Oh, wow.
And they
got to
figure out why they're there, who they are, and yeah. What they're doing asleep on a ship.
Yeah.
Really good show.
All right, Dark Matter, that's next on my list once I finish The Expanse.
I will second The Expanse, though. The only reason
so
I don't watch
sexy.
The Expanse is because it's on
Detective Miller. Ugh.
It's on Sorry. Amazon. And so you don't, like, if I sit down in front of TV, Netflix goes up, I don't open Amazon. That's the only reason I don't watch The Expanse. It's like, you have to think about The Expanse first and then go to Amazon and then watch it. I know it sounds weird, but it's like turning on a second TV. Netflix is my TV right now, so that's all.
A lot of stuff moving from Netflix over to Hulu, I've noticed. A lot of the old stuff.
And the Disney one is really going to mix things up soon.
Oh, yeah.
All the Marvel shit's going to be going over there. Obviously, all the Disney stuff is going to be on the Disney Channel or streaming service. And it's going to be giant. Like, I don't think it'll be bigger than Netflix, but they have a oh, and their new Star Wars show that's live action is going to be written and directed by the guys who did Games of Thrones.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Super high production value.
All right. We ready to talk about some news?
Yeah, let's talk about news. First thing we got is Paradox Interactive is going to buy part of the Blacklight Retribution developer Hardsuit Labs. And the reason I want to talk about this is because this is the game that I have more hours than anything on Steam. I love this game. It's a first-person shooter, kind of cyberpunky. But I stopped playing it because Hardsuit Lab, actually, I stopped playing it when they took over because they made some changes that I did not like at all.
I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned what game? What's the game called?
Blacklight Retribution.
That's the name of the game?
That's the
okay,
name, yeah.
Cool.
Amelia, why are you raising your hand? Bobby's the teacher, not Minnie. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of the game. How?
You have because we talked about it before and you said then you haven't heard of it as well.
I'm going to get more drink.
More drink for you. this is actually Rhythmax in chat. He used to play with me, some other people. And this is the reason I started streaming, because I used to play this game all the time. And I used to get banned from servers for hacking. Mm. And I never hacked. So
buddy.
I started streaming so I could prove to people that I didn't hack on this game. And this is...
Well, you don't have any VAC bans or anything in your account,
no
right?
VAC bans. But this wouldn't count anyway, because this isn't a Steam game. Or a Valve game, I mean.
Blacklight Retribution. I remember that game. Yeah. There was another Blacklight game.
Blacklight Tango Down. Yeah. And this is a successor to it. And it was widely popular. It was a free-to-play first-person shooter. And it was hugely popular for...
If you were being... generally, what's your reaction when you were... being accused of cheating, are you just as toxic as those people who are accusing you? Or
I'm not
what's
good
your general
to be accused.
What's your when people give you shit on the internet, do you throw shit back?
No, I was like really chill. I'd be like, hey guys, I'm not hacking. And when I started streaming, I'm like, I'm not hacking, here's my channel. And they'd be like,
really?
Fuck you, you're still hacking. I'm like Smoke OG, he's an old time friend of mine. He was actually a Call of Duty and Halo pro. But yeah, we used to play Blacklight together. And yeah, he knows I'm good.
If anyone gave me shit online for being too good or too bad, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you and your mom and your dad at the same time.
No, I don't fight back.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm really not a shit talker at all.
Oh.
Somebody on the stream said that Minnie was a monster at Blacklight, all caps.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could sign on with two accounts on your cell phone and say that about yourself.
Well, now you do, yeah. I'm using Cheese Phone over here.
Mm. All right, what else we got here? First Overwatch League female to join Shanghai Dragons.
No, I just talked about that. That was the Azaria main.
Oh, okay.
So I just talked about that while we're talking about Overwatch. But yeah, this was a big week for all esports. The Boston Major for Counter-Strike Global Offensive, that was actually a couple weeks ago. But Cloud9 won that game. They won the Major. And in that, the weapon op was sold for $61,000.
Is that the one that was signed by the winners?
Signed by Scudoodle. Yeah. So 61,000 American US dollars.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
It's
who needs a down deposit on a brand new house when you can get a autographed
Was it sold through the Steam market?
No, it was third party.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because Steam probably made about 10 grand off that.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
They take such a ridiculous cut out of
30,
sales.
Right? Isn't it 30%?
Well, for the games they sell. But during this, in the Steam market, let's see, if I sell something for 66 cents, yeah, I get 59 cents of it. So that's 7 cents. I don't know what the actual breakdown of it is, but
have you sold something for a dollar?
No, that not for a dollar exactly.
What's the name of that op?
Dragon Lore?
It's a dragon. Ew, that skin is hideous,
yeah,
too.
It's an old skin.
It's just an autographed dragon lore. That's it?
Yeah, it's an autographed dragon lore.
Oh, no,
it's
my God. Hello, my name is Autographed Dragon Lore, and if you could please throw $61,000 at me, much, much appreciated. So I have a dragon lore, and it cost me nothing.
I kind of want to mix these two stories, so this one and the next one. So this is an actual female.
Yes.
Right. That's always been a female.
Born and raised, right. Female. Okay. Are you saying she's a...
No. I just wanted to make sure, because on the next headline, first female ever to win the StarCraft II Major.
Right.
Was born a male.
Oh, I did not know that.
And
I wonder why she looked a little...
Anywhere in the article, it's not in the article.
Okay.
And so...
That doesn't count.
Exactly.
So how do you know she was born a male?
Somebody
on Reddit said?
I looked into it.
I'm sorry, transgenders, but that does not count.
But wait, so just so you guys know, so like this is happening, this is happening everywhere in, what do you call it, competition.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wrestling born male that dominated all the females and is number one in the nation. That was last year. She crushed everybody because she was born a male.
Okay.
Maybe not because, but let's just say
it
just happened to be. And there's a few other sports where this has happened, where a transgender person dominated everyone else. And it's not
That's
fair.
Like hacking, bro.
Yeah, it's like hacking.
Right? Genetic hacking.
They should be banned for hacking. So this is kind of like fine. This is 100% fine. There's nothing wrong with it except for saying this is the first female
transgender.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This is the first transgender or male identified as female to win the StarCraft II Major.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll call her a girl all day. She is a girl. She's 100% a girl. But when you're going into competition,
just because I can grow a beard doesn't change the fact that I'm a lady, you know?
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But like at the same time, there are women out there who have higher levels of testosterone, probably myself included.
Bobby, you got and it's just weird like facial expressions. What's going on?
I just want
to know. It's just like one of those things. You guys don't know. I go for laser treatment for my facial hair. That's why I break out.
We do now.
Yeah, yeah.
Can somebody confirm that this?
It's just
she
one
was
of those
born
things.
A male.
Yeah. I was born a lady, and just because you know there are like people like cross-sexual attributes and stuff like that. And I don't identify as a male. I do identify with a lot of male hobbies or
comes right
initially
up
male hobbies. But I'm sorry. It's like transgender itself is... transgender is transgender. Right. I don't think that... I don't know. It's like...
Is it... Were we wrong?
No, it's just the second link that shows up. First of all, I type in Scarlet SC2, and the first thing that pops up is gender. So a lot of people are asking this question. And the second thing that pops up, of course, is Reddit.
Okay, right. So the answer is?
Reddit doesn't lie.
Well, let's see what Reddit has to say. She had a public transition. I wished when she came out. What?
Okay. So there you go.
While you're reading that, I got a call recently from some people doing polls, and they're asking me questions of like how I think the country's being run and just different questions.
A Gallup
like that.
Poll, probably?
Probably.
Okay.
And then he asked me, what do you think about high school athletes being born male and then transitioning into the female athletic portion? And I was like, I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Because like they shouldn't be excluded, but they are also like inherently
they should be excluded.
Stronger.
I think they should be excluded. It's not fair for the females, dude.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I can't say
they're crushing the competition.
Yeah, and crushing. I understand completely. I agree with you. But like to exclude transgender from sports kind of sucks.
You have to.
But also like playing against females kind of sucks.
I wouldn't exclude them, but at the same time, it has to be known knowledge.
You have to.
It has to be known knowledge that this is a transgender participant. Because there's a reason why there's female sports and male sports. WNBA, you know, NBA.
It wouldn't make it easier for me to know that you were transgender when you're destroying me. Like, if you out-wrestled me and, like, pinned me to the ground, like, you just dominated me. And me knowing that you were born a male doesn't make that better. I still lost.
Is that rape?
It could be. Two steps from rape.
Okay.
Yeah. Lose the slinglet and you got raped. But anyway, this is kind of a loaded subject, but I read this entire article and there was no mention of her being born a male.
Yeah, I read that entire article as well. So yep. I didn't see anything. I just thought it was a funny looking girl.
You know what? All like reading... You know what?
Sir, you are off the podcast. That's it.
That's the thing. They're playing...
Did you not know you were on probation?
What's the name of the StarCraft team major? They're playing for the female team. So if anything, they're up to bat for the female team. But at the same time, legitimately, can you say this is the first female... This is the first transgender winner, but I can't say it's the first female winner.
No, she is the first female. She completely beat out all the males.
But she's a transgender
female.
She's
right. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
That's my issue.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, they announced it as the first
female. Don't celebrate it.
Versus the first transgender. And I would be happy to acknowledge this person as a female and everything else, but it just...
And by the way, it's more... If you were to say... The first transgender, that's even better for the transgender community than the first female.
Yeah.
I think.
I completely agree.
That's me personally thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, it really, look at what transgenders can do.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, and put them on the map and all that stuff. Not that they're not on the map, but.
It would trouble me because if I were the Kardashian woman, previously who, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Wife.
Apparently she hacked the Olympics, somebody said.
Like, that would be somebody telling me, if I were, what's the mom's name? Mama Kardashian? If somebody was coming at me, if I were Mama Kardashian and calling
me
a lesbian because my husband's so, like, instantly turned into a woman, like, that's, I don't know. It's so many blurred lines. Let's not get into it.
Okay.
I get in so much trouble getting into it.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm just pulling this up here because this really helped
unicorn?
Me. Understand a lot of this. So you have gender identity, gender expression, the sex you are at birth, and then what you're physically attracted to and what you're emotionally attracted to.
Okay.
So
I did not know a gender unicorn was a thing. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if they're saying she's female, so I don't know. So she was born, her sex assigned at birth. So I don't know. I guess what they use in the Olympics or in any competition is what your gender identity is.
Leave it up to the computer. Bring up a graph to explain these very complex issues. I don't know what I'm looking at here, Bobby.
I think I get it.
Okay, so this is all nullified here. We don't go by this. What you guys are saying is this right here. Your sex assigned at birth is what should matter.
For
competition.
In no other facet should it come into to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody has any problem with transgenders, but when you're going to compete, males have some advantages that females don't.
Yeah. And vice versa, of course.
Yeah.
What if they're born with both?
Oh, that's super rare. The intersex.
But what did they call? They call them intersex. They call
them. Yeah, you're talking like
exactly by
one in 200,000, I think. And even then, they don't have the hormones.
How many people are there in the world? I mean, one in 200,000 is quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Sorry, gender unicorn.
Because there was a UFC, not a UFC, I'm sorry. There was an MMA fighter that was transgender and didn't announce it and just wrecked a lot of girls' faces.
So, wait, so this particular woman that won the StarCraft II Major, she was born a male, and did she go through the actual physical transition, or is it just the gender identification?
I don't know. The Reddit post that we brought up said the transition, but who knows? Maybe she's taking hormones.
She looks so
Your Honor, Exhibit 1A of this Reddit post right here, I'd like to submit.
Well, the thing about Reddit, dude, is like people nitpick everything to death. Like you do find the truth through Reddit. Like Reddit's not Wikipedia where anybody can just, somebody can post whatever, but everybody else will pick that thing apart until the truth is found. I feel that Reddit might be one of the most truthful things. Snopes is pretty good as well.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're going to get letters.
All right. Let's
get
back to other elements of news.
All right. So we've got...
That won't cost us listeners.
Let me pull it up on the screen up here so you guys can see it. Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah.
This was the... Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah.
By the way,
first show, everybody.
Speaking of female gamers, authentically, the Kim.
It's fucked up. There could never be another first female winner ever.
What? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, because of like an actual
right. Born She's female. The first one. That's
there
my
are
issue.
So many women out there that we can admire that do play
For
competitive
sure.
games that
100%.
Do exceedingly well and
I
that
agree.
Can ex- and that play at levels well beyond. You know, what even most guys can play.
Yes. Like,
there are some really
totally
talented female gamers out there.
Like the one that's on the OWL team.
Yeah. The
she
one that
could
looks
crush
like
me all day, every day,
too.
Crush all of us all day, every day.
And that is, that's what I consider a real female. Like, born, stuck it out. Like, that's a female achievement. But a transgender achievement, I wouldn't necessarily call it female achievement.
So we covered this a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, where Rust is coming out of early access and nobody gave a shit.
Right.
But apparently it's coming with a huge visual update, and I saw some of the screenshots. Maybe you want to... Hey, roll that clip, Bobby. It doesn't look anything like the old Rust. I don't know why they zoomed in on it. Frog sock, but the graphics are way up. When we were playing it, I feel like it was maybe like Half-Life 1, and now we're talking about like Half-Life 2.
If that's in game, that looks a lot better than you.
Dude, it looks like they're going for photorealistic, where before it looked more cartoony. Can we get away from the socks, Bobby, and the
dude,
AI? There we go.
I think it's a cast.
So it looks a lot more photorealistic now.
It's like PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG. I would say maybe a little more colorful PUBG.
Escape from Tarkov almost too, except with more pulled out third person.
The things kind of like POV. Pop out to you a little more. It doesn't seem very flat. Anyway, it looks fucking gorgeous. A few shots. We already own the game. They're actually upping the price from $20 to $35. Because of the official release and all the work they put into it. Since we already own it, I think, you know, Bobby and I should definitely jump back in just to check it out and see what all the changes that have happened. What do you think, Bobby? You want to try it out?
Yeah, I'd check it out. Rust was one of the only...
It sounds like you're already
going
to shit on it, though. You know what I mean?
I just, you know, I'm so over these types of games. And Rust was the only one that I got into. I completely skipped Ark Survival Evolved because I played so much Rust.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I would want to jump in and check it out and give it its due process, but you need to spend so much time in a game like this to really get a good feel for it.
You will agree that that doesn't even look like the same game, right?
No, but I've been fooled by these videos before.
Yeah, this might be the E3 all over your eyes type thing.
Graphics honestly don't hold the same weight that they did for me 10 years ago.
I don't know. Every time we play an 8-bit game, all you do is shit on the 8-bit.
Not me.
Yes.
Oh, well, you mean when last time when we were playing, what's that game?
And those other ones, too.
Yeah, that one.
Basically, any 8-bit game, you're like, I think you're prejudiced versus 8-bit.
No.
I think you are.
I don't think so.
And
I played the shit out of Stardew.
And transgenders.
I have nothing against homosexuals and or transgenders. Can I say that?
Yeah, you
went, I am just very...
You went to a gay bar on Saturday.
I'm a very empowered female. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I go to gay bars all the time. I have GBFs, gay best friends. And
we met one of them the other day.
Actually, my gay best friends... Funny story. I'll sum it up because I already explained it to the dudes here. I went out for a 21st birthday. One of my GBFs, him and his husband, we went out dancing... gay bars. And the birthday boy loses his cell phone. And then I call the cell phone and a female picks up and she goes, "Hey, I have the cell phone. Meet me in front of the lesbian bar," which is like down the block. Obviously, these ladies had intention of stealing the phone, but they, you know, they felt guilty and called me back. I sent the boys to go pick up their phone and there was a downright brawl between the lesbians and the gay guys. Like, one of the lesbian women actually assaulted one of the dudes with a bike chain, like, in her purse. She had a bike chain in her purse. She pulled it out and started beating up one of the dudes.
Perfectly
like
healthy.
Even gays hate gays. I'm telling you, man, it's like hate is out there. I'm not one of them. I can make comments on topics like this, but I do not hate homosexuals and our transgenders. Why am I defending myself on this one?
Yeah,
I can make
to.
Fun of any.
I don't
I'm,
think so.
I'm.
You
I don't
had
know.
One thing that was misconstrued and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm opinionated.
You guys ever seen that movie Tangerine? It's pretty good.
Tangerine. Never heard of it.
Oh, you should watch it. Anyway, it was filmed all on an iPhone, anamorphic lens, but that's not the.
Okay.
Main selling point. It's still a good movie. Anyway, Secret of Mana 3D is going to be released February 15th, right after Valentine's Day.
For $40. And I only brought that up because Minnie was so excited about it. So,
thank you. Yeah. $40
did you already
on
know
Steam?
This about this?
No.
And did we ever get that question answered about whether or not they were implementing new content or if it was just a 3D?
That I don't know.
Reanimation. Or what's the thing? 3D overhaul of the game.
Yeah. Not yet. Don't know yet. It looks
looks like
for $40. I hope it is.
God,
because so like I said, like
game,
graphics,
right?
Yeah.
Graphics
Square
don't.
Enix.
$40 would not. I would not dish out $40 if it's just a 3D graphic overhaul of this game. The graphics don't mean that much to me.
Newber, thanks for the donation, bro. I think that's Newber, right?
Oh, what?
Newber,
where?
That's huh? from that's from
donation.
Last week.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Never mind. Somebody donate so we can say thank you to you.
We did say thank you to Newber earlier because he donated my time at Porsche.
Yeah, but if you've never played a Secret of Mana, I think $40 is well worth it. I mean, when the game came out, it was probably about $40, and now it's same price.
Nostalgia, bro.
It's
not going to hold up.
The appeal is for nostalgia.
You're right. I mean,
so most Super Nintendo games really do hold up, though. Like, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past holds up. That's still a good game.
Even, like, Street
Super
Fighters.
Metroid. Yeah,
like
Street
the old Fighter. What was that one I used to play all the time? Like Street Fighter, but with...
Fatal Fury? Final Fight?
There's, like, Cinder and Glacius and Fulgore and...
Oh, my God,
the
dude.
Rareware game of the Rare.
Mm-hmm. Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct. That was my jam. I used to love the hell out of that game.
Combo. Ultra combo.
That's definitely good voice lines and an amazing soundtrack. My my copy came with a CD of the soundtrack, and it was really cool.
So you paid the Bobby premium?
It came with every copy of the game.
Got the digital deluxe. All right.
Oh.
PUBG documentary? What's up with this?
So it's not a real documentary.
Okay.
It's spoofing a BBC nature documentary, but they're doing PUBG as a nature preserve and the whole thing. It's hilarious. If you play PUBG, check it out. If you don't play PUBG, don't. But I thought it was really funny. It covers the different... player types.
It's just a YouTube video?
It's a YouTube video. And, you know, they have like a... who's the guy who...
Who makes it?
Just some guy. I don't know.
Some YouTube guy.
Yeah, some YouTube guy. It's really good. Check it out if you play PUBG, for sure.
And it's funny because it's PUBG.
This is not the video, by the way.
PUBGEE.
Oh, PUBG. Interesting.
What?
But this isn't it, Bobby.
This isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how you got that.
PUBG documentary. That's what came out.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to find it. I should have linked it. I thought, there it is. That's the one. That's so, it, you know, it sounds like it's, what's the guy? That
I'm sorry. I misquoted then.
It's talking about Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. Sounds like Attenborough, like, talking about as if it was a nature preserve. It was really well done. I thought it was really good.
In the corner, it's got a logo.
These are the noobs.
Giant G saying Battlegrounds Geographic.
See, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
So, like, they're just kind of playing with each other. So that's the noobs, and that's how they act. Then you have your military sim guys, and it shows how they act, and the tryhards, and it just goes through all these different PUBG types.
So it's a 9-minute video. It's called The Wastelands, a Player Unknown's Battlegrounds Cinematic something.
There you go.
Yeah, if you want to check that out on YouTube. Looks pretty funny.
The Wastelands.
That's good.
All right. And Dr. Disrespect has returned, and he broke Twitch when he came back.
Yeah. So
Tyler won with his...
Several times the stream went down because they couldn't handle the viewership. Before that, Tyler won, had the record. It's very close. It's almost like nobody even really knows because it kept shutting down whenever he got to the top tiers. So like you're getting up to that... almost 400,000,
right.
And then the stream kept shutting down. So, like, who knows where... But apparently there's screenshots. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, people were saying
it's either him or Tyler 1. Doesn't really matter. Yeah. We're talking about 400,000 people watching one person.
Live. That's amazing. Yeah, live.
And it was a great stream. He fucking crushed it.
He's so
funny. Did you watch that game?
I didn't watch that game, but I have seen him this week.
Oh, okay, cool. His first game back went comically well. Like... You couldn't have scripted it better. He's like, I'm back, bitches. I'm going to show you this. Just kill somebody. I told you I'm back. Leave me alone. And then he'll turn left and headshot this guy. And it was like, like I said, like it was just scripted.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't have wanted a better first game back.
His production value is amazing.
It's crazy.
Like every stream is just so well done. It's really, he's really entertaining. His personality, his different... backdrops that he has.
Like he'll just go and he'll have a backdrop of like cyberware behind him and he'll do his dance move. He's like 6'4". He looks so awkward, but it's like funny. And then also, so he does this thing where he pretends to speak an Asian language that doesn't exist, right? Yeah. So he'll be like, Chika Panglawa. But it sounds really good. It sounds like to somebody who doesn't speak an Asian language, it sounds authentic.
Yeah.
So what he'll do is like, if somebody's speaking Chinese to him or Mandarin, he will do his fake Chinese language. So anyway, somebody got him on him for being racist or whatever. But
he came
like,
back.
His wife is like half Asian or whatever. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like I'm just
the wife he supposedly did not cheat on.
Did not.
Did cheat on.
Yeah.
He did or did not.
Did.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
People say he didn't, but, you know, whatever.
That's always the get-out-of-jail-free card with any racially sensitive stuff. You're just like, I'm married, or I'm dating an Asian.
Yeah.
Well,
it helps,
I hope
right?
he at least learned the words, it wasn't me, in Chinese. In fake Chinese, at least. Anyways, no, it's funny because people ask me, hey, have you seen Dr. Disrespect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, no, I've never watched Dr. Disrespect. Mm-hmm. I think I follow him too, or maybe I don't follow him at all. I've only seen him on like the main page and all of that. And they're like, and it's funny because I'm not part of that viewership, almost 400,000 people. And I didn't care before the whole controversy and I don't really care after the whole controversy. And this is one of Twitch's like superstars, but what I love about Twitch, and you can say this about any viewing platform, is that you make it what it is. No one's going to have the same YouTube queue as anyone else. You're not going to be looking at makeup tutorials like I am, you know, or life hacks or shit like that.
I might be your next transgender champion.
And that's exactly what it is. It's like, I can log into Twitch and if I like, I'm one of those people that actually like supporting small streamers.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll pop in a big time streamers page, but only for 5 or 10 minutes until I'm overwhelmed by like the clusterfuck that is chat.
Chat's nuts.
Oh, I turned chat off.
Yeah. And it's just like one of those things where I understand the amazing like feeds that Dr. Disrespect is doing. It's just that I'm not interested and I'm perfectly fine saying
you've never watched
I'm not interested.
Again, you're being prejudiced.
And then thank you so much. What?
No. Prejudice.
Because
you never watched it. How do you know you don't like it?
No, I'm saying I'm not going out of my way to watch it. I didn't say I didn't like it.
How do you know okay.
Why I'm just saying I didn't watch it before. I'm not watching it now.
Prejudice.
It's not relative to my Twitch viewing experience. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't like it. I never said I don't like Dr. Disrespect. If anything, I'm like, hey, you know, hands off to him for actually coming clean about the whole affair and whatnot. And we got a live donation from Death Rat. Thank you so much.
As well as Rhythm X, but we're trying to
Why the
pop-up didn't
work. Something messed up with our Streamlabs this week, and we've had to reset everything, and I didn't do the alerts. So
thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Shout outs to everybody. That. If we missed you, just give us more money.
Yeah, try it again.
Next time.
Probably need more money.
Next time.
Death Rat, I'm sorry. Secret of Mana was good. I'm sorry. It might be good, but I don't know. It's just so many things have happened in gaming since Secret of Mana came out.
Yeah.
Yes, it was good. Chrono Trigger is amazing. Maybe my favorite RPG of all time. I'm not going to go back and play it, nor would I recommend it to somebody because it's so dated.
Oh, like, dude, I just still... See, Chrono Trigger, there are games that still hold up. And those games are... They're from a different time. And yeah, a lot of them don't age well, but some of them actually do because they're void of all that other bullshit that comes with gaming these days. They're just like almost in their pure form.
What, like microtransactions and ads? Yeah, viruses disguising themselves as ads.
But Bobby... Like,
I could still recommend Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger is a stepping stone that got us to Witcher 3. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that game is in that. Witcher 3 would have never happened had it not been Final Fantasy and...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you should never play that or that you should play one
over
the other.
Nobody has the time. We're always talking about time. Can you really say that...
I would rather play Chrono Trigger than Witcher 3. Witcher 3 is too much. Witcher 3 is like 5 billion quests. Like, what am I even doing? Like, I prefer the more straight...
Streamlined.
The streamlined experience of the older games.
I am totally with you on that, Bobby. So, I do not like the
open
world thing.
Yeah, I would still prefer Chrono Trigger.
But they're both 90-hour games.
Chrono Trigger?
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger is like 50.
Okay,
it's a big chunk.
Yeah, it's a big chunk.
But you could jump up $1,000.
You could be Witcher 3 in 50 hours. It's
can
just
you?
Like, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
I don't know. Okay. Alerts are working again.
The thing about Chrono Trigger and classic RPGs is there's not a lot of RPGs now that really resonate with that type of streamlined appeal. Can you think of any that... is, you know, point A to point B, you know, great storyline, turn-based combat.
Only indie games. I can't think of anything that...
Yeah, you know, but nothing AAA. Technically, those were the AAA titles of the time.
Yeah, I played a battle...
Persona. I'm sorry. Persona. That's probably it.
Battle Chasers was very,
Near Automata? What are you... Automata?
Yeah, but that one's like...
What, how do I say it?
Automata.
Automata. Yeah.
Automata.
Automata. Anyways, no. But even then, that's not really streamlined RPG.
Hey, Shadow Masters here. Let's
even
shut down
Final
the podcast,
Fantasies
guys.
Aren't even streamlined RPG as they used to be. All you right. know, it's just a genre that only exists in indie titles now, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was getting some stuff together off.
She was talking about like RPGs that are straightforward. I was saying Battle Chasers, the one that I played years ago.
You know, when I'm talking about games that, you know, the old games that are void of some of the bullshit of modern games, I'm not just talking about microtransactions and loot boxes and kind of the uglier side. I'm also talking about like this trend these days to make these games that are so fucking big that they're just overwhelming. Even the Far Cry series is just too much for me. Like,
But 50 hours is 50 hours. Like, do what...
But that's a personal preference. So I totally understand if people enjoy that. And a lot of people do because The Witcher 3 is extremely successful.
I think it's probably a lot of your... not just yours, but a lot of ours, completionist mindset.
Yeah, exactly. You go in there, you're like...
You need to ignore that shit and get the game done. Like,
yeah, but then you feel like you're missing out on certain things.
Exactly. There's a thing about open world that just gives you anxiety.
Right.
I get it all the time because I am normally somebody who, like in previous RPGs where I would, you know, spam the A button in all corners just in case I might find some hidden object. And I didn't care how much time it would take me to get through the game. That's how I wanted to play the game. And now with open world, especially with... experience. Sometimes when you're too thorough, a lot of what you can do becomes obsolete because the experience cut off. Like things will become way too easy. They're not even worth it to you anymore. So it's almost a time sink.
Bobby, would you buy and play a shot for shot remake of a reboot of Chrono Trigger?
Of Chrono Trigger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chrono Trigger, I never really played when it first came out and everyone says that's the best Super Nintendo game. And I played it years later after the fact.
Oh, like on an emulator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
The first time I played was like 2015.
I would say
Final Fantasy 3 remake. I enjoy that. I know a lot of people didn't, but I really like that one. And The Secret of Mana, I'm in the same boat as Chrono Trigger. Never really played the original one, so it would be a fresh experience for me.
These are my favorite games of all time in order. There was a game on Super Nintendo called ActRaiser. That was probably my first one. Second one would be Chrono Trigger. I said that probably for the majority, like so long. After that, I play my favorite game of all time was what's the post-apocalyptic
Fallout
3. Thank you. Then probably Skyrim, and then currently, it's probably still Skyrim, I would say. So those are my favorite games of all time in succession.
So you like the open world thing?
I love open
world. That kind of annoys me. It's like every open world game that comes out is like the greatest thing ever. Like Fallout 3 when it came out, the greatest game. Witcher, greatest thing. Skyrim, the new Zelda. Like every one of these open worlds is like the greatest thing since gaming history. I don't like those games. They're just too
expensive,
monotonous, I think.
Sure.
Just the things you do don't really.
I get it. I can see the problem with it. ActRaiser. I haven't seen this. What I'm seeing on screen, I haven't seen in 20 something years.
Yeah.
If not more.
Well, we're going to get into listener questions, but before we do that, we missed some donations. So I'm going to read those. We got one from Rhythmax. Thank you very much. Says San Diego, we the best.
Yes, yeah, we local are. Here. Welcome.
He is from San Diego?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you know, it's hard to explain to other people, and maybe they just don't want to hear it, but San Diego, I feel like I could not live anywhere else, man.
We the best for Mexican food.
It's the best city in the nation.
I think Rhythm is in Chula Vista as well.
That's super biased. I'm not born and raised out here. I doubt it's the best. Oh, gosh, guys.
I will challenge you. Where do you live? Where do you live right now?
San Diego.
And okay, so if something's better, why aren't you there?
I don't know, man.
You gotta. Why don't you live wherever you think might be better?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Exactly. It's the best so far.
It's true. I mean, I haven't been everywhere. I don't know how you could beat this place, but the traffic's getting horrendous.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Oh, come on.
Horrendous.
So I've dealt with Atlanta traffic. This is not
compared to when I used to live.
It's not that it's just so bad. It's like really not bad compared to other places, but it's getting bad. Like,
yeah, it's getting worse.
It used to never be like this. It's getting so bad.
Took me an hour and 10 minutes to get here from Mira Mesa.
Get a motorcycle. Took me 20.
Fuck you.
It's expensive, though. That's the only thing I will say.
You might die, though.
I'm
on opposite schedules of everyone. I don't have to worry about traffic as a bartender. What's this other donation there, Bobby?
Next one's coming from Death Rat. He says, no one likes you, Chi.
That's
all caps, by the way.
Do you know Death Rat?
I fucking know Death Rat.
Oh, okay.
I know Death Rat from when I was 14, 15 years old playing. Actually, no, probably 12, 13 years old. We played Counter-Strike 1.5 together. He invited me to the first clan I've ever been in, and it's called Death.Row. His name's Death Rat. We played, and I was on his Death Row clan. And like, we go way back, man. We go way back.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, though. Can I bring this up, too? I got tilted this week because I was playing with non-core gamers, multiplayer, and playing this same game, but it's not the same experience. Like when I'm playing with my brothers or people that I consider my core or people that I consider my carries, so different. So different. Like if I'm like playing with pubs or people that aren't carries, I don't enjoy myself at all. Yeah, of course. Okay.
So she came in, we were playing PUBG. We're having a good time. She shows up and she says, guys, I'm very upset because I've been playing They Are Billions, and I am furious. I want to calm down with him, PUBG. And I told her right then, I don't think that's the right move, G. Especially I was playing with Dick Nick, which is my nephew, who's a dick.
Oh, yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, which she's already had issues with. So I'm like, this is not going to calm you down in the least bit. Let's not do this. And she's like, no, I think this will be good. 2 games later, I'm being yelled at, and she disappeared.
And I just left. I rage quit.
Yeah.
I rage quit single player games. I rage quit multiplayer games. I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where it's like you have to appreciate the core gamers. Core gamers mean everything. Out of my friends list, you know how, Bobby, you were deleting like 2,000 people, like 2,000 people that you would never want to ever play friends, play games with. On my friends list was 350, and then I have a separate list of core gamers, 11 people. 11 people. The percentile of that, that's the people I actually will go out of my way
somehow
to
play
games
I'm with. Four of those 11 people.
You're on the core gamers list. Yeah, right. You're on the core. Minnie hasn't.
We haven't.
We don't even play games together.
We don't. I think we played Overwatch one time last year.
Yeah, we don't play games together. But yeah, Minnie's not even on that core list. And I'm sitting right next to him. Like, it's just one of those
things.
Well,
you're a Symmetra main, so I don't want to be anywhere near your friends
list. Oh, dude.
No.
I main whatever it takes to win.
Bobby, get this horse back on the track.
Let's do it. All right. Listener questions. First one coming from the Mayo. Name five games that make you proud to be a PC gamer.
That's long, though.
Five's a lot. Let's do one.
All right. Let's throw out one.
Proud.
Proud?
I would. Somebody else go first. Proud would be. Maybe Half-Life 1, only because. Not because of the game, because of the modding. That like became mm-hmm. so many other games. And modding is really PC gaming. And. Mm-hmm. PC gaming is modding and vice versa. And that's like, if you really want to show off the power of what, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just, like thinking out loud, modern games aren't being modded. Like nobody's modding like fucking Assassin's Creed Origins.
That's right. Not AAA games. No.
Yeah. But at the time, Half-Life was a AAA game, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen as much anymore, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And people aren't really even modding.
Well, modding will kind of, I think they see that as a bit of a threat, publishers, because kills any sort of DLC.
Yeah.
Or,
except for Bethesda, which puts out these open world games that aren't even done.
Well, they tried to.
Yeah. I don't think they can back out of that at this point. Yeah, like, if you release a Bethesda game, like a Skyrim game without modding, people will be fucking pissed.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my answer.
I saw the most hilarious meme since you name dropped Bethesda. It was on Reddit. There was a meme where it was some guy just like doing aerial splits, like not touching the ground, like it's lava. And then the first box was EA making good games. You know, he's not touching the ground. It's not happening.
Right.
The second box was Bethesda not making buggy games, not touching the ground. You know, nothing. And then the bottom was making any games, and it was Valve. It's like not touching that lava. So
I'm going to have to say... Oh, go ahead.
Well, just really quick, what is the PUBG ripoff by the
Fortnite?
Fortnite has a new, like five new modes coming in. One of them being the floor is lava.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so it just sounds like
that game.
I want to hate that game so bad, but it has the freedom to do whatever the fuck they want because it's cartoon.
Yeah,
it's like. If in Modern Family somebody had a giant mallet and crushed another person on Modern Family, you're like, what the fuck just happened? But if it happens on Family Guy, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing on Fortnite. You could just like, floor is lava now. So
I'm going to say for my game, Crysis. You know, people could remember 10 years ago, but there's a game called Crysis that nothing could run. Like, it was just impossible. Like, you could build the best rig you possibly could, and you still couldn't run it on the highest settings. So
that was like the 1% at the time.
Yeah. And at the time, that game looked like incredible too. Like if you could run it on really high settings, like not the highest, but even something remotely high, it just looked beautiful. So that was, you know, just one of those special times in PC gaming, I felt.
Let me just cut in real quick, Bobby. What did you think of the game as it on its own?
I thought it was really good. I played 1 and 2 and I played like 15 minutes of 3. I think EA got a hold of it by the time 3 came around. It was kind of like a Dead Space type deal where, hey, you guys are real successful. Why don't you come make games over here? And then they just fucking ruin it. But, I really liked the whole power suit thing. Like you switch to different abilities. Yeah. Like it was a great game, you know?
Did you crack that game? Cause I did. That was the last one that I did.
Yeah.
That was the last one that I
did. I don't know if I did or not. I don't think so. Because I wanted to play the multiplayer, and you couldn't really crack games and do the multiplayer on a lot of those.
So, yeah, those
are you guys' answers?
Those games don't really come out anymore. Like PC pushers, like games that like you can't run yet.
Mm-hmm. The hardware is past the graphics, or the culture's changed where graphics aren't the priority anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one can afford a graphics card.
Right.
Yeah.
this time.
So mine would probably be, if I'm doing one, I want to say Overwatch, because I really like what they're doing with the E-League scene. Yeah. And yeah. Like I love
for esports.
Yeah, I love their the concept of the regional teams instead of like the sponsored teams. Like no more Cloud Nine, no more of these you know, just those regular sponsored teams, but these are all like teams that are sponsored by cities. That's what I really enjoy about that.
And they don't have an Overwatch League with consoles, with controllers. Like there's no esports scene. There is for like Call of Duty, right?
Call of Duty, I think, and Halo are like the only two.
Yeah, and Halo. But the Halo scene is a little fucked up right now.
Died. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of players that are upset about some shit going on with that. But yeah, Call of Duty, I think, is the only game out there that has any sort of esports scene with controller-based games.
Yeah.
Gee, do you have an answer?
I have a very obvious answer. Yes. Yes. Gosh, words right out of my mouth. I had a two-part answer, though. I was either going to go with the obvious answer, which was Counter-Strike. Some very simple reasons being the community that Counter-Strike is, has been, and will continue to be. The ranking, the competition, the competitive scene, of course there was like, Counter-Strike has a plethora of problems and all this stuff, but all the good things that came out of Counter-Strike, all the amazing things that came out of Counter-Strike and how it influences so many other FPS games out there. And not only that, we just got a donation on the podcast from one of the first people I ever played Counter-Strike with, like my first month I was on Counter-Strike. I'm still talking to that same damn person. He won't get out of my hair, but I'm still talking to him.
Does a dollar really count as a donation though?
It's a dollar more than you gave your mom today. Please.
There's a great scene.
And then when you think about it, it's Ventrilo. Counter-Strike spawned Ventrilo. Yeah. It TeamSpeak. MRC, X-Fire, Discord. Like so much stems from Counter-Strike. That is like the beating heart of my PC gaming.
Steam Marketplace. Mm-hmm. Steam largely.
Steam at all, period. Steam existed because so many people. I was playing
Steam
off of a ripped copy. I was playing off of my brother's Counter-Strike. So, like, Steam, period. And, like, you know, that's Counter-Strike to me is the beating heart of my PC gaming experience.
I think passion came out on everybody's, except for, you know, the robot.
No, Bobby, I think Bobby concurs.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, real quick in chat, Rhythmax said Evo is pretty big. I was talking about no controller-based esports, but I totally forgot about Evo, fighting games. Yeah, that's huge. Games, probably bigger than Call of Duty at this point, I would think. Yeah. At least it's more on my radar.
I don't know how we missed that. So. Yeah. I just completely forgot. But Evo, like, I watched that.
But
Evo
that's all console. Pretty, that's the problem. And I watch the replays. So I like the...
But yeah, what we were saying is that there's no console esports, but Evo is.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And... Smash Brothers still has like the original Smash Brothers still has like a huge following.
Smash Brothers. Yeah. But you know, I group that in
but that's
with
at
the fighting. Yeah.
That's
the
at fighting Evo as well.
Game scene. Yeah. Okay. Coming from M Polo. He asked question for the podcast. Any interest in the new Battle for Azeroth WoW expansion later this year? So I have pre-purchased that. The only reason I pre-purchased it is because you got a really sick mount in HOTS. Only reason. But now I'm going to play the game because I bought it. You know, I might as well.
Do you grind that mount too?
Bobby, would you start from the level one?
Mounting animation on it.
Would you do that?
Well, they give you a free character upgrade. But yeah, I'd start from level one.
What happened with the vanilla WoW servers?
I'm down.
Didn't you say you were going to play that? Vanilla WoW?
Hey, we almost have a full group.
Vanilla WoW's not going to be out for like another
year.
You will never get me back on WoW. My answer is hell the fuck no. I'm not interested.
During the summer, like, I don't know when the...
No, I am not interested. WoW has taken enough of my life. I will never give it anything else.
This is just a look back, a retrospective.
No.
We can make a documentary out of it.
But what is the release date for this? I'll find it later. But yeah, seriously, WoW Classic, I don't think we're going to even see that for another 2 years minimum. Like... Yeah. It's going to be a little
This one's good. Apparently, it's orcs versus humans, guys.
Oh, is that look like Horde versus Alliance? Yeah.
Going back to the roots.
Yeah.
I haven't done that before. But yeah, so I'll be playing that. For pre-purchasing it, they gave me 7 days free. So it's like, you know, they're trying to hook you right there, give you the 7 days free. But yeah, I'll check it out. I'll play it some. I think you get access to some content before it comes out. But I don't know how exactly that plays out.
Now, how much would it cost? Like, say for me, I don't have an account that has anything past Burning Crusade. How much would it cost for me
to get caught up?
Month one. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I have to like buy every expansion or?
No. You just buy this one and it includes everything.
Hopes and dreams that you've had for your future. That's what it'll cost you. Just throw that all away.
Digital deluxe version if you want to get that hot.
No. We're not thinking about digital deluxe. Nobody wants a fucking soundtrack or a poster or a statue.
You were going to be the first to
Must acquire more items.
I think it's like $40, maybe $50. Let's see here. $49.99, which is a lot.
How sure are you about this? This is like a revelation to me. If you buy this DLC, you get all prior DLCs for free?
It's always been like that.
For a while, yes.
Yeah.
It has been.
And that's the thing. I never dispute price when it comes to World of Warcraft. It's always been
But you always get your money ever again.
You always get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The price was more to pay than I was willing.
Yeah.
Or even knowing.
It's not the monetary value. You're really paying with your soul when it comes to WoW. So
that's a deal with the devil, guys.
Oh, what's the monthly
price? Don't do it.
Like $15 a month for this game still? Or
probably around that, yeah. But, you know, like I said, you know, that $15 goes a long way when you're... I mean, imagine like something else you might be addicted to, drugs per se. You get... Yeah. All the drugs you want for $15 a month.
Yeah, now that I'm back in school, deal, right? Sounds like a great idea, guys.
That's a small price to play for an addiction. Yeah.
Pay for my year subscription. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Ready to drop out of college the fourth time now.
Bobby clicked on a link for this game, and apparently it's, again, humans versus orcs. Like, they have one artwork for this entire expansion.
They're really emphasizing
They're closer
that
now.
Part. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to promote gnomes versus dwarves or anything. That's the same side.
Is there a sequel for the movie? I believe I felt
Are there any short people on the Horde? There aren't any shorties on the Horde. No. All the shorties are on the line.
Are the
gobs are...
But you can't play
But even then, gobs are taller than gnomes and dwarves.
What's the premise of this Battle of Azeroth? Battle for Azeroth? What is this?
Yeah, Battle for Azeroth.
What?
So Sylvanas... See, I don't know all the drama. I've never played it for the story, but apparently Sylvanas is running the Horde now, and yeah, they got a big epic battle between them and the humans.
Is this Sylvanas a druid?
She was, and then she got she died, and then she got brought back to life by some dude.
Wow, that sounds a lot like what happened to Kerrigan.
Undead.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get some new writers, fucking Blizzard.
Yeah, I don't know. They actually have a pretty good story there. I just never bothered to pay attention to it. Okay, next coming from me, Likey Pew Pew.
Wow, I just read it as Mikey Pew Pew. I didn't say me Likey Pew Pew. Okay.
All right. Scenario. You quit your day job, decide to become a video game company groupie. You can only handle so much dick at one time, so you can only choose one company. Which company do you choose and why?
Who's your favorite gaming company, basically?
Obvious answer, again. Valve, Lord Gaben.
But they don't make games
They
anymore.
Haven't made a game in 30 Since, years.
It doesn't matter. They own Steam.
Okay.
Sure. All
right. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you getting out of that relationship?
She just
and I don't care
down.
How many head crabs is on that dick. I will be all for it.
Boo. Like
So video game company kind of opens it up to a lot, though.
That was poetry, Chi. That was literally poetry that you just said.
I got nothing for that.
So game company. So I'm guessing this means publisher, developer, whatever. I don't know.
I would
well,
say.
For me, it's also a matter of loyalty.
Bethesda.
Yeah, you are a Bethesda boy. Yeah. Totally. Through and through.
Yeah. Now, I'm probably a Blizzard fanboy at this point. I like everything that they come out with. You know, I don't play that much StarCraft 2 anymore, but I still think they've got a small amount of games, but they put a lot of effort into each of those games. They do have a little bit of the shadiness going on with the loot boxes and, you know, a lot of that get you hooked and drag out things. But overall, I think they do a really good job.
Who can blame them for making you like what you're playing? Like, their job is to make you...
Blizzard would definitely be my side piece, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm loyal to Valve. I'm 100%. This girl don't cheat.
With the Overwatch loot box thing, from what I've heard from a post on Jeff Kaplan, he said that the publishers, they wanted it to be a $60 game, but the team wanted it to be a $40 game, but they had to include loot boxes. So loot boxes must be included to make it a $40 game for it to be more accessible.
So Activision.
Yeah, right. But I mean...
No, they didn't have anything to do with that. That was Bungie. Oh, that game.
Activision owns
Blizzard. Yeah, Activision owns Blizzard.
Right, but yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
$60, I mean, everybody, I think, would say, hey, I'd pay another $20 to not have the whole loot box buy-in system, because they make, but the $20 that they lose on each copy they sell that game, they make that back times a million in loot boxes.
Right.
So, yeah, it's so much more profitable for them.
But they did it the right way. I mean, it's all cosmetic.
Yeah, I'm okay with a lot of that stuff.
And I probably buy like $20 with loot box every event. Mm-hmm. So I've definitely put in money.
You're part of the problem.
I am. And I'm happy with that. Yeah. But for my answer, I think most recently would be Team Ninja, people who did Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive. But then they kind of screwed up the last Dead or Alive 5 for PC, and nobody really plays it anymore. So right now I'm just a free agent, I guess.
Okay.
You're talking about the volleyball game?
They also made the volleyball game, but I'm talking about the fighting game.
Oh, Extreme.
The
volleyball Dead or Alive Extreme. Yeah. Oof.
Okay.
But you said you don't like fake titties.
Yeah, sir.
Hey, I'm a Hayabusa main. That's
all right. Next question coming from King Bob 182. Got to get those numbers in.
That's a new name, by the way. I've never recognized that name.
Welcome. He's a PC gaming. Well, as it says
right
here.
So the Pew guy.
What?
He's been in Twitch chat before.
Oh, has he?
I've seen me like you, Pew Pew.
Yeah. So yeah. King Bob says, I'm new to the world of PC gaming. What games would you recommend to get? I know I will be getting PUBG, but I don't know what else to get. Cheers. So, man, that's like the default question when you come into PC gaming. You know, what do I buy? And, like, there's no shortage of people to tell you what to spend
your
money
on. If we could recommend one game, because four different people with four different opinions, one game.
I've already answered, and I said Portal 1 and 2.
That was my answer.
One will get you into PC gaming, and two will get you into multiplayer PC gaming. Because that is the richest two-player experience, PvE, I think, still to this day in in gaming.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It really is.
So that's my answer.
Because it used to be exclusive to PC. That's kind of like the baby. That's the last Valve title release, right? Portal?
Portal 2.
Until, what is it called?
The Bridge Simulator?
Artifact.
Oh, that thing, the card game, right?
Oh, the card game, until that comes out.
Is it Artifact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, like, they announced it and everybody's like, ugh. Yeah, nobody, guess what? Like, we're all going to fucking love it and play it nonstop. Watch.
You know what's funny? It's a lot of the games that I play, I would not recommend for new timers.
I'm not
recommend at all. If you want a toxic community, if you want tryhards, if you want to rage quit, play any of the games that I play. But since Emilio stole my Portal answer, I would say the most recent gaming experience that was unique to PC and was standout, Soma. For PvE, Soma was a really great experience for me. So it's a sci-fi thriller. Underwater sci-fi. No, it's not underwater. Yes, it is. Underwater sci-fi thriller. I would recommend that.
So I want to say Overwatch, but it's not for everybody. And I don't want to recommend that to
somebody.
Well,
for multiplayer, Overwatch, very easy to get into. It's very easy to meet people in Overwatch,
but
too.
It gets really boring for a lot of people really fast.
Like, yeah,
it loses it did its for novelty.
It did for me.
For almost all of us, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When someone asks me a question like this, it's always so hard to answer because it's like, you know, what genre are you into? What kind of games have you played? Are you coming from console? But if I just had to throw out a few out there, you know, some of the most accessible games I think that I've enjoyed the most, Call of War as Gunslinger and Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. And funny enough, you can get those. And every time they have a sale, for some reason, they bundle those two games together. Yeah. You can get both of those for like, I don't know, $5-$7.
Ooh, I want to change my answer. I'm raising my hand, teacher. Okay. Senpai. Senpai. Dragon Age Origins.
That's a heavy dose.
No, it's not. It's not dated. It is.
Divinity is a better version of that.
Okay, Divinity is amazing,
but I only recommend
Divinity.
What's a good book? And you're like, the Bible. Boom.
No, shut up. No, I would recommend Divinity if you have somebody to play it with. And if you come from console gaming, you can play the entire game with a controller. Divinity, yes, but that is the Bible. Dragon Age Origins is not as difficult. Dragon Age Origins, when it comes, like, hands down, classic RPG combat, PC, like, it rings true to what PC RPGs are. Only Origins, though.
I have never raged harder than when I used to play Divinity Original Sin with somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm talking Dragon Age here. But like co-op Divinity?
Co-op.
Why? Because they were bad at the game?
No. She was actually really good, but we had completely different play style. She has that completionist, I want to do everything, complete every quest,
but look in
every
corner. But it's great. You get to go. Like, you could get to do whatever you want.
And no, that's good. I'm just like, let's fucking kill some shit.
I'm glad that you're here, because I think you're in the minority as an anti-completionist. Like, you want...
You just want to finish.
I'm definitely a complete... Well, it depends, I guess, in the game. I definitely love to shoot things in the face.
Yeah.
That's like priority one. But then after that, I would say completionist type stuff. Maybe that's why I take my time at Dead Cells. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably it. And I try to speed run every game without like actually trying a speed run.
Right.
Like, I just get through it. Let's go. I want to beat it. I just want to get through it.
Dragon Age Origins, King Bob.
Bobby, what was your answer? I was peeing, sorry.
What did I say? Oh, Call of Juarez, Gunslinger, and Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon.
Such a weird person. All right, let's move on. I'm sorry I asked.
Minnie said Overwatch. That's
right. I said I would Overwatch, but...
All right, last question.
That's a good answer.
Coming from Warconius. He asked this one earlier, but we saved it for last. Favorite game engine?
Source.
Source is good, but I feel like it's so dated now.
It is, but it's also too. Can be heavy.
Have you tried
but
to,
it's held up.
Remember the last time we all tried to play Left 4 Dead 2 and it crashed on everybody like at different times? This is like a year ago, maybe.
Well, yeah. Titanfall 1 and 2 are both on the Source engine.
Yeah, and they've done a great job. And I'm amazed at what they could do with that
really
engine.
It's a really good engine.
But whatever Bethesda uses. I don't know what they use.
What do they use?
I don't know.
Like the Bethesda
I don't know,
engine?
But
no, I think they use
with bugs.
The Unreal.
Yeah, like
Unreal. Probably Unreal. I bet it's Unreal.
Yeah.
And Unreal is actually, I like that engine. I think
it's gorgeous, man.
A lot of good games are made on it. Yeah. It looks really good.
Unreal was like awesome in the early 2000s. Like nothing could beat it.
No, honestly, though, I would say Unity because it brings us so much.
How open source it is.
$7. A lot of shit, though.
It brings a lot of shit. Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of crap that washes up with the tide on that one. So.
It's true. But, like, I like where ideas play and intermixed. And that's when the indie scene.
You know what? You know what, Emilio? When it comes to Source Engine, it's bot.
Spot. It doesn't even know.
Yeah.
It's sitting there on the shelf. Doesn't even know. It's sitting there. It's like, oh, I'm bot? Yeah, you're
Source?
Bot.
What? Bot? Bot.
All right, let's wrap this up. What's
you know what Steam needs? An auto buy. Like, like a bot section where, like, if it's developed by Valve, bot. If it's multiplayer, FPS, you know, highly competitive, bot. Like, it's just like one. By the way, I think last stream I said I was going to try out Battalion.
Battalion.
God damn it.
How do you?
I'm not. Yeah, there's a reason. My sister's in the Navy, not me. I'm the civvy. But anyways.
Me like your pew-pews here.
Battalion. I did not buy it because somebody said played more like COD than it did Counter-Strike. So I was like, nope, pass.
Oh, that's a good answer. He mentions id Tech. That is definitely one of my
id Tech
favorite
is good.
Engines. Yeah, those games look amazing.
They are battalions.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's wrap this up. What's everyone playing next week? What's on the menu?
I will be finishing that game that I can never remember the name of with the girl and the voices.
Hellblade.
What's her name? Something.
Senua's Sacrifice.
Yeah. Now, I'll be playing more of that. I'll also definitely be playing Dead Cells and Overwatch. Probably just a carbon copy of last week, unless... Well, actually... Secret of Mana. Might be picking that up.
Can I say something?
No.
I think I know what I'm doing wrong. I've been trying to get my boyfriend to co-stream with me forever. Okay. Forever. Pleading, begging, asking.
Yeah.
But I'm not offering anything in return.
Oh.
Blowies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jerky, jerky, sucky, sucky.
I don't know. Yeah. Co-stream.
Not on stream, Bobby. Not on
from downtown.
No, but I cannot get my boyfriend to co-stream with me. So if I show up on stream with my boyfriend and my lips are looking a little dry, you know why.
Nice.
Happy Valentine's Week, everyone. Woo. All right, you guys go.
I should find a comment on that. Last Christmas, I bought my girlfriend, I got her an Xbox 360, I got her the camera, and I got her that dancing game.
Just Dance. I would play that. Invite me over.
Yeah,
I'll play that.
Yeah, sometime. Definitely will. And this is like her first like delve into video games since Nintendo.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, there's a game out there for everybody.
She enjoying it?
She loves it. Right. She's sending me Snapchats. I've heard her friends playing it.
Have you met Asia yet? She's awesome.
No, I think you're the only one.
Oh, okay.
But
is she Asian?
She's black.
Ah.
How was I going with this? Yeah, there's a game out there for everybody. You just need to find what interests them, I think.
Yes, it's true. There's something out there for just about anybody. Yeah, unless mechanically they're like, if you're talking about like somebody in their 60s, they just mechanically can't play anything.
Yeah, maybe Candy Crush, man. My stepmom plays Candy Crush. She loves it.
Oh, those aren't video games. Stop it.
I have a couple of stories.
Okay.
They're really quick. One was Sam's mother doesn't speak English, but she loves Candy Crush. And every once in a while, goes, tasty. And so she goes, Samantha, ¿qué quiere decir tasty?
Oh, my God.
That means, Samantha, what does tasty mean, basically? She's like, it'd be like, you know, tasty. In Spanish, though.
Yeah.
So that's one test. And I've been wanting to say this fucking story since last week. So my brother was gone from his house, and I was a creepy adolescent. If you know, like, a 12 to 14, maybe 15-year-old boy, don't leave him alone in your house because he's going to go through your shit because they're horny as fuck and they're just looking for any kind of porn at all, anywhere. This is like Pac-Man
porn. Is this like pre-internet porn days?
Oh, yeah, like a long time ago.
But I thought if you give little boys video games, they're distracted from the porn, aren't they?
From jacking off on somebody's sock.
There has been studies proven that if you are a gamer, especially a video game addict, your libido is lower because you actually get
the
hormones that burn.
They're literal monsters. I was a monster.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah. Think about it. Like, I'm not safe to have in your house when you're not there. I was a monster. Anyway, so my brother left and I'm just scrounging for porn, right? So I find a VHS thing and it says, XXX. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Like, this is the gold mine.
How old are you?
15.
Fucking like 14, 13, 12, something like that. I'm like, this is what I've been looking for. It was in like in the attic and like nobody was home. So I popped it in. I know I only have a few minutes because he only went to the store. It starts playing and it's Super Bowl 30.
Oh.
It's not XXX.
And then you fapped off anyway.
The cheerleaders, man. Got to pause it on the cheerleaders.
Oh, my God.
And it's totally feasible to, like, I have, like, Sears magazines that I would go to town on. Man, which is, like, anything.
JCPenney. Yeah. They got smoke shows up in there. I will be playing, it's kind of like mini, Dead Cells. I want to get back into Shadow of War still. It's all the same old shit. Nothing crazy is coming up. Like, I will be playing Slay the Spire, but only while I'm doing other things. What a weird review that is. Like, I've never given a review like that. Like, it's a great game, but only play it under these circumstances.
Right. Yeah. When you got something else to occupy your mind.
It's a great... It sounds like a great Inception game.
Yeah.
You have to be actually playing something else, playing within a game.
Those AFK clicker games, kind of like that.
The only thing Bobby and I agree on, apparently. Bobby, what's your answer?
I don't know what I'm going to get into this week.
Are you going to continue playing the Redneck game?
Yeah, I'll play a little bit more of that, but I'm trying to do something new every week, so I don't know what that's going to be just yet. I'm probably going to dig through my library and just pick something at random. I've been wanting to go back to BioShock Infinite. I've been wanting to replay that
one. Did you finish it?
I beat it the first time around. But it was one of those games. Well, yeah, I beat it when it came out. But it was one of those games that I played, and I was like, this is definitely on the replay list. You know, not a lot of games make that list. You know, Duke Nukem Forever was on there. You know, there's a pretty high standard on that list. But I feel like the time is right. It's been 5 years almost. That came out March 2013, right? So, yeah, about 5 years. Think we're about due. For a little review.
Do you think you'll play it a little differently, you think, this time?
Maybe on 1999 mode, like that super hard mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like that was always the plan.
You know what would be fun? If we assigned a game for somebody else to play 1 week.
Oh, like homework?
Yeah. Like, no matter what, you're going to play this, Bobby.
Well, we're going to start having meetings.
Like, no matter what, you're going to play Dota 2, Bobby. No,
we're
going to
have
kidding.
To start. We're going to have. We plan to have meetings on Mondays to try to improve the podcast. So, during that time, I think we can kind of do kind of things like that. Yeah. If somebody doesn't have a task, then we'll just assign them a game. But not everybody will have homework. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Speaking, everybody done?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have anything loaded up. Okay, I'm going to make it up as I go. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself, dead cellular tits.
Dead cell tits.
Gross. Bye.